The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards. Proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch or a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Veda Scott, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
Jitties! God damn! Woo!
Whoa. Let me tell you something, brother. We're live on the Rant, RantEMRadio.com in Studio A.
Lay off the coke, Matt.
It's the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
Ooh, yeah, and just a little bit of talk about the wrestling. Yeah, freak out. Yeah, that's right.
I gotta know, how did I end up in this fucking chair?
I don't know, because we are in Studio A, yet it's Kevin and Matt right now in Studio A. We kidnapped Tony. We threw him in the laundry room. And we said, Tony, you're done.
Fucking bullshit!
That's right. Tony,
he's got a lot more sounds than I do.
He's a very savvy veteran.
Nah, but there's a lot of empty spaces here.
Well, what, they can't all be of his head, can they?
Not today!
Not today. I like turtles.
Oh, God. I don't even know where that is. He's got so much.
Bad. He's got a lot of fucking bites, dude.
Music. More music.
Play something at random and see what it is. So that's play. Is this bite racist?
No, I don't want to play that game.
Because you don't know. It could be.
No, because they're labeled like what they are. He's just got more. And he's got like empty spaces.
I hear voices in my head that talk to me in empty places.
You idiots.
There it is.
All right, so we are live. We are on the Rant, RantEMRadio.com. Apparently it's the 5-year anniversary of the Rant, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
And they will be announcing their latest inductee into the Rant Hall of Fame.
So, wow, that's big news.
Yeah.
They should have had us break it on this show.
No, because the Rant's on after us.
Oh.
You know, people tune in for that, and then they stay for the replay of us.
Oh, okay. So
if you're not listening now live on the Rant, RantEMRadio.com.
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
Oh, sorry, wrong button.
Ooh, yeah, you meant to play I Like Turtles.
Well, I want Tony here. I want to talk about some wrestling. I got a lot of problems with him.
Uh-oh. Let's start. Start small and build.
He's not here, so we're going to wait.
Oh, okay.
I do want to commend you and him for last week's show. I thought you guys did awesome job. And I said to you in the car, I feel like you and Tony have the best chemistry when there's a two-man show. You and me have a lot of fun.
We do have some good times, pal.
But you and Tony have the best chemistry, I think, in my opinion.
It's very, very nice and totally unnecessary.
Well, I'm just saying, I would listen if it was just the two of you and I wasn't part of the Shining Wizard.
But you are the part that runs the shart.
I do. I've sharted quite a few times in my life. This is a this is a rare appearance for me
In the A zone.
In the A zone, a lot of busy times coming up. So don't hear me, I did not disappear. I did not quit. I'm just working a lot. There may be some rando Monday shows.
That's right.
Your usual what? That's right.
Yeah. What? I gotta say, it's annoying to me because I stole it from Rosenberg and it's killing me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I do a lot of his stuff. Not his stuff, but like That's Right is clearly a Rosenberg-esque thing.
Do you rip off the Rosenberg phrases on the Dumbfellas?
I say That's Right.
All right. And for those of you not familiar, Kevin and his comedy friends, past guest of the show, KP Burke, and a couple other really funny guys, Rich McDonald, Joe Carney, and Natty Bumper Car.
That's right.
They have a brand new podcast on the Shining Wizards Network, and they actually put out shows on a weekly basis.
We do.
And it's just five comedians shooting the shit, having a good time. They're still getting their legs underneath them, but it's highly recommendable. I would go check it out.
And we actually,
two hands up.
Kevin, speaking of a milestone, only 2 weeks in, ladies and gentlemen, we hit triple digits in listens on just our avenue alone. So who knows?
There you go. Look at that. So if you like comedy, you like Kevin, it's not a wrestling podcast, although I'm sure they at some point will touch upon wrestling.
Touch upon our dicks.
And they will touch their dicks. You can listen at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Just look for the Dumbfellas logo and click and download. We did lose a couple of shows on the network.
Yeah.
Dave Destruction's Gonzo. He sent us a nice email and he let us know that he was leaving.
Wait, what? He did?
I.e. Twitter message. Not even a Twitter message, just a tweet.
A tweet, that's right.
I don't know what Gino's doing, and I don't know what Sean Donovan's doing.
I did reach out. I talked to Dipsy. He's just super busy, which I could totally relate to. So he'll record again.
All right, good. So if you want to join the Shining Wizards Network, you can email us at wizardspodcast.com.
With a checked?
No, wizards. wizardspodcast@gmail.com
With a blank check. You've
got to pay us like a monthly fee.
Yep.
Because then maybe you'll take it more seriously.
Oh, shots!
No shots. No shots. I'm just saying.
We should do shots, though.
That's a terrible idea. I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning for my flight. I'm going on vacation.
That's right.
Going to Dallas.
Fort Worth?
No, Dallas.
Is that Dallas-Fort Worth?
I think that's
the county? Is Dallas?
I don't fucking know.
Isn't Dallas Fort Worth a thing?
I would open my laptop, but I have to sit in front of this stupid laptop.
Lisa, I know you're listening. Is Dallas a part of Fort Worth?
I think Dallas is. It's not the Dallas Fort Worth Cowboys. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
But like, you know how like
I know there's like Dallas Fort Worth, but I don't know if that's like a separate thing.
It might be like maybe like the county is Fort Worth. Like Dallas is in Fort Worth. Like West Orange is in Essex County.
Yeah, but
Dallas
you don't say like
Fort Worth,
West Orange, Essex.
No, you don't. When do you say Dallas Fort Worth?
Well, you just said it as soon as I said Dallas.
That's a good point.
That's right.
That's right. That's a good
point.
We
asked Tony's kid. Me and Kevin both had the same conversation with T3 when we got here.
Very, very intellectually stimulating.
T3, what's up?
Nothing.
Nothing. He goes, nothing. Nothing.
I don't think he grasped the concept of when we say what's up, we mean how are you?
Well, maybe
he doesn't get. Maybe we should switch it up and say, "How are you?" But I can guarantee you, his answer is going to be, "Good."
Yeah,
and that's it.
All right.
So Tony, he doesn't want to engage.
Tony painted his house strawberry milkshake puke. So that's interesting.
Look at this. What?
What is? Oh, what am I looking at?
No, I got a response on the question of Dallas Fort Worth.
Really?
From our good friend over at the Twitter, Captain VSK. I don't know what he means though.
Oh, good. Good.
Anyway, but anyway, you brought up a much bigger story, which I didn't get to break last week because I totally forgot.
I need him here to bust his balls. I need to talk about Bruno dying. And for those of you listening, it is a tragedy.
I sympathize.
It's a terrible loss in the world of professional wrestling. But for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to say some nasty shit about Bruno Sammartino when Tony gets down here. It is not real.
All right.
I don't mean it.
Yes, it's DFW, Dallas,
Fort Worth.
That's
the airport, no?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe
that's what I'm flying into.
You're flying into Dallas, Fort Worth?
Yes.
All right.
But I'm staying in Dallas.
See, now you just fucking lost me again.
Sorry.
If the Dallas Fort is Fort... Oh, you know what? Maybe it's like a military thing? Is it Fort Worth? Is it a military airport?
Maybe it's a main
per se
airport hub for Dallas and for Fort Worth.
Port hub?
Did I say that?
No, you didn't say porn hub, but port hub. Porthub.com.
He's a fag.
Yes.
Okay.
It's airport sex. It's all people having sex.
Okay. Just
in
so
airplanes.
You know, that soundbite, right, is labeled "What is the issue?" That's why I hit it.
So
that's the only reason
we need to play soundbite roulette.
But
right now.
No, because all of them, like, this one's fucking queers.
But you don't know what that means. That could be, like, I like turtles.
Fucking queers.
Nope. Now it is fucking queers. Okay.
I got the N-word. I got...
Yeah, we're not playing
okay,
those.
Faggot.
Yeah.
Pen, shut the fuck up. I have that.
You know what we
bullshit.
Should do?
Change all the names of them?
Change all the names of them.
Oh, man.
And just play soundbite roulette with Tony.
Fuck. We should have done that.
But we got here at 6:57.
I know. We had no idea.
But oh, that's... God. Put it in the bank.
God, it'd be so funny.
Not in the Port Hub Spank Bank, but just put it in the bank, and we'll switch all the sound bites around, and we'll put a disclaimer at the front of the show that says, listen, these might be off color.
Well, I wouldn't change the
really bad ones.
Yeah.
He's got to just delete those. Why hasn't
he? I don't know.
Porthub.com.
Wow.
It's all mile
high
videos.
So what's going on, Kev? How's your week been? What's a shaking, crack-a-lackin'?
Crack-a-lackin', baby. No, I mean, it's Tuesday, so not a whole lot. We recorded some episodes of the new podcast last night. Watched some hockey, drank some beers, did some comedy, the other.
Watched Monday Night Raw.
Oh, that's right. We're wrestling.
Last night was Monday.
That's right. Look at that. We are, yes, I did watch Monday Night Raw.
All right.
And I watched it today, though, so it was like Tuesday night, like, stale.
Tuesday afternoon Titans?
No. Tuesday afternoon Tatas? No.
God, there's so much stuff. Tony, inhale your pizza, you slob.
Listen, this is him enjoying.
Yeah, but we're on a time crunch here. We only have till 9 o'clock.
That's true.
Before he turns into a pumpkin.
Oh, wait, speaking of the jack-off a lantern.
We have done nothing but filibuster for the last 13 minutes.
Why?
Because you're a buster.
I need a microphone.
Yeah, I'm not. Why do I have to? I don't want to sit in the captain's chair.
He's
going to move?
Yeah,
do you
want
to sit there? Do I have to open my laptop for you and set everything up?
No, if you want, I could set this up. I'll set up your mic real quick. So, filibuster.
I wanted to sit here. I like sitting next to you.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
he
that.
He wants to be close.
So you got to explain
I
want to
be
Lucy.
Close to you.
He wants to be in like those chairs remind me of like. That people that have like separate beds in their bedroom.
Do you want
to
sit there?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting off to a rip roaring start here on the Shining Wizards podcast.
Well, you said you wanted to sit over there, you jackass.
I didn't say anything. You
not
can't
you,
talk
you
to somebody
choose.
When he's not on a
I
microphone.
Don't have a, I don't have a microphone gimmick thing. To
get him a gimmick.
I thought you were going to sit up there, you horse's
Ow.
Ass.
He never sits up there when it's the three of us.
Yeah, he does.
Nope.
Well, maybe
next to you. Absolutely, 100%. I've got the pictures to prove it.
Ooh, he's got pictures.
Yeah.
Did you look them up on Pornhub?
Pornhub? Or were you checking
no,
my...
we were not.
I should have. No.
You should have. That would have been smart. God.
What's your go-to?
Right,
on the
let
old,
me get you. I got to get a mic stand for
yeah,
myself.
You got to get a mic stand. I got to put my headphones on.
Drops the mic. Doesn't even turn it off before he drops
the mic.
On a crumply piece of paper.
Making a statement.
That's right.
What's your statement?
God, fuck.
Are you
all right.
Back today? Turn my mic on!
Turn my mic on! My God!
Mike Francesa!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of The Shining Wizards.
What are you...
You told me you've been filibustering. I don't know how far you got.
Can you,
we did an intro, you jerk.
Can I get a thing to plug in? A thing?
A gimmick.
A thing. You know, give me the thing.
I'm going to need a gimmick.
I don't know. It's my fault that we got here late. I had to drop the cat off at the mother-in-law's.
Well, ooh. It's not your fault that I got screwed up, too, because apparently my dinner order never went through, so my kid and I were sitting upstairs for an hour wondering where our food was.
Oh, you know, White Castle's doesn't deliver, right?
And it was nowhere to be found.
Gorilla.
So I had to cancel an order and place another order and...
Oh, you're gonna! Oh, Jesus!
You are gross, gross.
Farting out the front end, Kev. Farting out the front end.
Woo,
woo, woo!
I want to commend you guys on the plugs last week. I thought you guys did a great job.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
I badly wanted to open your messages and just send people dirty messages too. But
you should have.
I refrained.
That'd have been good times. I'm glad I can trust you.
Let me ask you. I didn't.
He didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
That's why I said I'm glad I can trust you. Boy, you guys are like friggin' literal Matt and Kevin tonight. Holy shit.
Let me ask you.
What do you want, a professional broadcast now because Mike Francesa's back? You afraid you're going to lose some mojo?
Look, he's going to start his own app and he's going to
turn my mic on!
He's going to be looking for new people.
You turn on the app and it spills Coke in your lap and falls asleep for 20 minutes?
It's Diet Coke, okay. It's Diet Coke, okay.
Doris right. from Regal Park died, right?
Who?
Who?
The woman that had like cancer, she would always go like, hi, Mad Dog.
Wow, you're going back to Mad Dog days?
Well, you know, Mikey.
All right, let me ask you something.
What?
Whose idea was it to paint your house milkshake strawberry vomit?
Listen, you got to bring all the boys to the yard somehow.
Ooh.
I like that color, by the way.
That's as good as a response as I could have expected.
Did you get a free hat with that?
Yes.
Paint job?
Yes.
How long does that stupid sign have to sit in your front yard?
I think another couple days and I'm going to be taking it down.
You think another couple?
I don't know. It was in the contract or some shit. They're actually coming back to do more work. They do quality stuff.
Yeah, they're going to fucking paint over the puke color.
What's wrong? Well, it's not puke, first of all. I think it's fuchsia. I don't know.
That's not fuchsia.
It's something. I forget.
You are fuchsia.
Yeah.
Oh,
the fuchsia is not bright for this.
Oh, all right,
so,
fucking
yeah!
Jeez Louise.
So I was commending you and Kevin last week. I thought you did an excellent job. No, yes. On the show. The show itself is awesome. And I said this earlier, but I want you to hear it. I think you and Kevin have the best chemistry out of the two-man group.
Well, we are the two-man group.
But it's me and Kevin, it's a different dynamic.
Yes.
And you, but you guys.
Because you guys
are awesome.
Drink too much when I'm not here.
Too much, yeah.
Can you let him compliment? He's actually giving sincere compliments. Oh,
thanks, Dad, you fucking dick. I drink too much. Great. Anything else you want to
tell me? I love how he said that to you when I'm sitting right across from him.
That's like me saying this guy's blue.
That's right. That's a good point.
Now, I do have some follow-up questions after last week's show.
Yes, the Dumb Fellas will be available every Thursday.
We already
plugged us. Yeah!
Just so you know, Kevin, I did buy that bottle of Patron for EC Negro.
Did we go through all this in private? Or
maybe. I don't know. I feel like I need to catch the listeners up.
Yeah, he's shitting on my memory.
The greatest rumble of all.
Brumble.
That was also available as a regular pay-per-view.
I know you said
it was just a network thing, but it was also, you could buy it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm sure they did a lot of buys at fucking noon. Nothing? Really? Really? Am I just stating fact and getting no...
No, you're right. I couldn't think of anything witty to say, so I just...
You idiots.
How many tears did you shed when you found out Bruno died?
It was rough, dude. I kind of
did
felt
you
bad.
Cry?
I didn't really cry. I mean,
did
it,
you?
It kind of got me, though.
Did you make a black armband out of construction paper?
No, I did not have a BS armband
because that
would have just looked stupid.
That said Forza on it.
No. Well, no. I guess I should have thought
of
that.
You should have.
No.
So you,
What kind of fantasy?
So when I texted you that Bruno had died, did I get to break the news to you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
God, I wish I had known that. I would have fucking...
You would have FaceTimed
him. Jazzed it up. I do want to point out that Kevin also looks like he has two different socks on.
No, they're the same.
You sure?
Yeah,
the blue's in the back.
Okay, that one's all twisted.
Yeah, one's that'll twist it up.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's good.
Look, I see what you're doing.
I'm looking to see how you broke the news to me.
I think I just said Bruno died.
What I wish day it was that?
We
text too much. Jesus Christ.
I wish it was more or less like that cauliflower to your piece of shit is dead.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Yeah, but guess what? God bear hugged him to death.
You know, eventually you tap out, bro. What are you going to do?
Yeah, he tapped out all right.
No, I'm not ringing the bell, Kev. I see you. I don't think your motioning isn't going unnoticed.
Rusty old hairy
ass. That was a bad joke.
Oh, boy. Wait, okay, here. This is you yelling at Kevin about the Patron. Did Bruno die before that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember, dude. It's been a long time.
We did zero show prep for this show. Just
who,
so
me? Absolutely, yeah, zero on this end,
no,
too.
Us.
Good.
Us.
This is the best show prep ever.
So you shared a wonderful video on our Facebook of Nia Jax looking sexy as hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
why do you have to fat shame her?
Listen, it has nothing to do with fat shaming.
What
her.
Does it have to do with then?
I'm not attracted to her.
I'm still convinced that outfit is padded. I'm 100% convinced she's not that big.
Dude, you saw her in the lingerie. She's pretty padded.
No, I didn't watch the thing.
You what?
You didn't watch the video? It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
My Wi-Fi is wonky at work.
So.
Kevin doesn't want people to know he's watching fat women in lingerie. All right,
see, there you go, you fucking jerk. Why do you gotta say that?
Piece of shit.
What do you want me to say?
You're not attracted to her. That's fine. No one's asking you to be attracted
to her. Listen, I'm not saying I would turn her away.
That's exactly what you're saying.
How would you turn her?
I would turn her over.
with a pizza.
Oh, Kevin's jumping on board now too.
No, when it's a softball, it's like you gotta,
oh my god!
Well, listen, I love him.
Speaking
bigger,
of
so
soft,
I'm throwing that all out there. So
holy shit!
Man, once you admit it,
this was Matt. This was Matt telling me back on the 17th that Bruno died. He simply wrote Bruno died and then wrote didn't know he was sick. That was it.
Yeah. So that was, I was very nice about it.
No,
it was
very, very touching.
I should have been nastier. I should have taken a picture of the shit I was taking when I found out he died.
Should have put a picture of Nia Jax.
What the fuck, Kevin? Wow.
Oh,
you're
fuck.
Gonna,
I need
you're
to
really
going to
go to the dark side, huh, Kevin?
No, I'm done. That's it.
Wow.
That's
wow.
It. It's called a callback.
All right. I got a good one for you, Kev. Nia Jax is the second hottest diva in all of WWE.
Okay.
Who's the first?
All the rest are tied.
All right.
That's a Bobby Heenan joke. Come on, it was funny.
What the
fuck are you talking about?
Shut the fuck up.
All right. No more.
What, sound bites?
No. No more.
You don't have to be attracted to her, but you don't have to call her fat. It's
we
not
can,
necessary.
Look, we can make fun of the dead, but we can't fat shame.
She's fat.
That's the rule, basically.
Yeah, they can't. There's no. Look, can't come back and get
all right,
us.
I'm going to say it. Paige is fat.
Paige is not fat. What is
dude,
wrong
Paige
with
is fat,
you?
Dude. What, all right. So
wow, you are out of your fucking
so
mind.
So nobody's fat.
Pull it up on the screens. Oh, this isn't a turnbuckle throwback, so nothing's set up.
That's
oh,
right.
Go fuck your hand. Yeah. Fucking retard.
What are you doing?
I thought that pizza up there was for us. But
what are you going to look and order food to? You
no,
fat
you
Jesus
jerk.
Christ.
I'm looking for a whale. I'm going whaling.
Oh, you're mean. Paige is not fat.
Whoa, how did you know I was looking up Paige?
Because I can see what you're typing.
Come
you're
on,
gonna find
dude.
She's
dude,
not fat. No,
she looks like a marshmallow
nope.
with red in the middle of it.
Nope. Look, Emma looking like a koala was funny.
Come on, dude.
No, that's a bad picture.
You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy, Tony.
That's a bad picture.
Kevin, do you have your phone? Just look up Paige here. Look at
does,
dude. She looks
do
like
I have my phone? Phone?
She looks like Nicholson's Joker. Well, I figured since the Devils are out of the playoffs, you might not need to bring your phone anymore.
Well, God forbid I fucking look at it and I get scolded.
Look at this. Somebody even
like
wrote,
a scalded dog.
I'm glad
instead
it's not just
WWE,
this podcast.
They wrote WTF next to her picture. Come on, dude.
No, come
she's
on.
She's doing the time warp, for Christ's sake.
What does that even mean? Is that... Oh, yes.
Rocky Horror.
I will say this, though. I know I get that. I will say this, though. She does have to lose the fucking...
She got paunchy, dude. Come on.
The bright... What's it called? Lipstick. She's got to lose that.
Well, she's heavy. That's why.
She's not heavy.
How does that? She looks like a marshmallow with red paint stuck, like somebody smeared red on her.
Dude.
No, dude. Look at her pictures from a few years ago and look at her pictures now. She definitely put on
well,
weight.
Well, she's been
that's
through
okay.
a bit.
Putting on weight doesn't mean you're fat.
See, now Matt's in. Come
well, see,
on,
I know
dude.
This. I know exactly what this is. We did this in the fifth grade talent show, the time warp.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Who dressed
you?
Up as Paige?
No, I was a rando.
Who else do you think is fat? Mr. Fuck Captain Fat Shame over here?
Well, who else is on the roster? Natty's thick. She's fat. I would classify
no,
her
Natty.
As fat.
What?
I would classify her as fat.
Natty is thick. She's not fat.
Okay, so is Mickey James fat or thick?
No, Mickey James is delicious.
So
really?
Is Natalya.
Really?
That's what we just said. He said Natty.
Yeah, but I said yeah, but he said she was fat.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You said she's delicious.
I'm very fired up over this.
You're
You're Tony. I gotta get inside your head here for a second.
Yeah, just remember, he's the one who thinks Dixie Carter is hot,
dude. She's
fallen off, but
I'm sorry. What?
She's sexy.
I always thought
fuck,
that.
Dude.
I was always on the same page with him about that.
Yeah, too bad her eye wasn't.
Her eyes are never on the same page.
Look, Paige here, nothing wrong. Paige here, no. Oh, you see?
But the way that you're phrasing it, is that something's wrong with her?
Yeah.
If she's not.
You know why? Because here, she's getting a little tubby here in the face, and look who's in the picture with her, Patron.
She's been through a lot.
I'm going to put on a cape.
Apparently,
be
a few ho-hos were a few of the things that she's been through as well.
All right, listen.
I'm just saying,
I'm
dude.
I'm in no position to talk about anybody's weight. Either are you.
Yeah, that's
you look right. Like you ate a whole other person like 6 years ago.
I did, and I
yeah,
was a fat
I
bastard.
I forgot about that.
How could
you?
You
should
forget?
Really have sympathy.
I'm not shaming her, but let's call a spade a spade.
She's not fat, dude.
Oh,
dude.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
It's in the
if
eye
you had
of the
a
beholder,
daughter, you would be the worst father ever. Oh, so you'd be like, "Do you call your kid fat?"
Yeah,
you're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole. You're just an asshole. That's what it is. The whole genesis of this conversation.
Can we start over?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shining Wizards.
Just that Tony is an asshole.
Pretty much.
Mm.
Will you stop looking at pictures of Paige?
I'm trying to be convinced. Like, look, this one? Yeah, that's nice. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, but you picked the one where she's like making a face.
Okay,
and
right.
And that's like. That's what you put up there as like the Mona
and
Lisa. Like,
it was in
the
middle of.
Picture.
I'm not looking at his laptop. I know exactly which picture.
Wait, who's
it is.
This woman?
That's Paige Harden.
Yikes!
Jesus.
Come on, dude. This is leading me down an awful rabbit hole of women here.
Well, don't go down the rabbit hole.
Oh, boy. That's what we do on this show.
Well, we need to make up for the lack of women's wrestling that took place Friday at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
That's right. We should talk about
disastrous
women.
You watched all the Royal Rumble?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. Me too.
I watched everything. All right. Everything. Disastrous.
What do you mean disastrous?
Dude, it was a disaster, dude.
It's a Royal Rumble. What do you expect?
It's the whole show, dude. The whole show is pretty.
Really? I thought the whole show was pretty good.
Nah.
For what it's worth. It wasn't a major show.
Yeah, it was.
Not in the sense of like a SummerSlam or a Survivor Series. Yeah,
come
or
on, dude. It was a major show.
I'll tell you exactly what it was. And this is how I looked at it the entire time. It was a Saturday night's main event.
No.
A little more promoted.
It was a paid money mark show is all it was.
But you know what? But you know what I'm saying? Nothing major was supposed to happen or should have happened. If you wanted to do the Roman Reigns switch there, I would have been okay with
Roman
it.
Roman Reigns!
But, like, other than that, it's... Oh, my... What?
I gotta work on it.
That's right.
Just keep going.
It was what it was. It was a glorified non-pay-per-view pay-per-view. So, it did great money for them. Fantastic, awesome, whatever. But if you expected storyline progression and all this stuff outside of that, and we can get to Raw, they mentioned it a bunch of times, but it was a Saturday night's main event that was hyped up because they got paid.
Matt, your thoughts?
For what it was, I didn't think it was terrible, but I don't think it was a major show, and it's clear, as Kevin stated, it was just they got paid. They got paid to do that show. They got paid a lot of money to do it.
I don't mind Daniel Bryan being eliminated when he was.
Bro, Roderick Strong beat the shit out of him.
Everybody beat the shit out of him. Did you see his chest
Holy
after the match?
Holy shit.
Well, dude, he was in there practically bell to bell.
Yeah, he, I guess in the realm of Royal Rumbles, he now holds the record for longest time.
And Braun now holds the record for most eliminations. Although,
yeah,
when there's 50 people in the match, it's easy for somebody to get to that kind of number. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
it's also easy for someone to hold the time limit. You're going to break records if, you know what I mean? Like, it's all.
And it was 90 seconds.
It was like 75 seconds.
Well, I mean, kayfabe 90 seconds.
Yeah, WrestlePro style.
We're going back there again?
I mean, look, you have to. There's 50 people.
I know. I get it. And everyone was like, it's going to be a two-hour match. I'm like, no, I don't think it's going to be. How long was it? Do we know how long the match actually
77
was?
Minutes, I
all
think
right,
it was.
So it was a little over an hour.
Nice chunk over an hour, yeah.
Yeah, but the regular Rumble, if it's at 2 minutes, is still an hour.
It's usually like 65, 66. So it didn't go that much longer in the grand scheme of things.
Right, which is what I was like, dude, it's not going to be a 3-hour fucking Rumble. It's not going to be a 2-hour Rumble.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to do a minute. I thought they were going to do like 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we were thinking about.
But. Yeah.
It was an hour and 17 minutes, like there you said, go. According to Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, wiki.
And wiki, in wiki. Reference to this year's Royal Rumble.
The 2017.
Well, you mean the... Well,
2018.
The original.
2018.
Ooh, oh, sorry.
It's still 2018.
That's right. Oofa.
And that came in at...
probably like 56 minutes.
That came in at an hour and 5 minutes.
Mm. Well, with the network, you don't have to...
All right, let's talk about the good before we get into the bad. The ladder match, pretty damn good.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. I like the ending. The ending was different. Could you agree, disagree?
No, I loved it.
Overall, I thought
the show was good. I wouldn't go great, but I would give it a solid B. It was entertaining.
I might go C+.
Okay.
I might go C+ with Tony on this. Not that it was bad. Not that it was great.
Well, Jinder and Jeff were nowhere near on the same page. That was... Not even talking about the missed whisper, you know, the careless whisper.
How did that not get it?
Willow! How did that not get botch of the show? Well, Kevin, number 39 begs to differ.
Is that more of a botch than Roman Reigns touching the floor first and not winning the cage match?
Did you see
how they worked that?
Oh, yeah, with the referee putting out a tweet that he goofed.
General Chad Patton.
Why does it have to be your feet? If your body hits, that counts as feet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's
like in the NFL, if you catch a ball and you land, like, it's not like, oh, you didn't get your feet down. It's like, well, what the fuck, dude?
This is Tony and the Mad Dog talking about football.
No,
well, Mikey, put his feet on the ground. His back was on the ground, Mikey.
Turn my mic on.
Not going to answer any questions today.
Hey, Mikey, spill any coke all over the console.
It's none of your business.
Back after this.
You don't even know what was going on there. Like, you don't even know.
Let's go.
How are you going to tell me that? How are you going to tell me that?
It's even funnier because Kevin is dressed like Mike Francis. Yes.
I was wondering whose loafers those were upstairs.
Those are my loafers. My loafers, all right? Okay?
Kevin's got a character. I like it.
All right, these are my loafers. I bought those loafers at Marty's. They're good loafers, all right?
Let them run.
They're good loafers. That's all I'm going to say. Back after this. The loafers!
Oh boy. Matt's typing. He's got something good in his brain.
From the studios in... No one outside of New York is going to get this.
Oh, no, I think they'll know, right? Oh, really? I thought you were going to go old school.
Hold on.
The Mad Dog.
The Ranger coach was just fine. Turn my mic on!
Come on, Mikey. Nobody gives a shit about the ice hockey.
Tortorella, gone. You're gone. Tortorella, gone. He's out. That's it.
How do you give up your job and then 6 weeks
from
later...
From the studios of WFAN.
I mean, is he fucking Terry Funk? Like, what is that?
He's starting an app.
Sports and Radio 66. And
the company that owns the app also owns the fans, so it just made sense for him to go back on the air.
So dumb.
To help
so
promote the app.
Dumb. Dumb, da dum, dum, dum.
Okay, so back to the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yes.
John Cena beats Triple H to open the show.
You know what?
What?
The only thing I can nitpick about is that God.
Why do you have. Hold on. Hold
because
on.
It was a Triple H situation where they immediately started laying around and hitting big moves on each other.
Okay.
That's my biggest beef with the Triple H matches. Otherwise, great match. I enjoyed the shit out of it. And it's about time Cena got a pretty big win. Or got a win.
What do you mean? Single that now. That's a huge win.
Well.
That's a good point.
But he hasn't won shit in the past, what, 6 months?
So what? Okay.
The show didn't matter.
So it's like, it doesn't matter.
Whatever. Okay.
No one cares.
When John Cena wins stuff, people fucking complain. When he doesn't win, you're going to complain? Like, he hasn't won anything in 6 months. Good.
That's what he's supposed to do.
I'm just sick of him. I'm just sick of seeing him getting up, shaking his head, his hands on his hips, looking up to the skies like
the
Warriors.
That was the whole angle. That was the whole story that.
But even every once in a while, it's nice to see like Pete Sanchez or like, you know, Steve Lombardi get a win too.
Mark
you know
Sanchez.
What I'm saying? Well, there you go.
Mark Sanchez. Butt fumble. Now, I thought it was fine. I thought the match was exactly what it should have been, and it was good.
I would have no nits to pick.
Yes. Okay. I'm all in with the Bludgeon Brothers. All in with them.
You like that?
I like it.
There's
I like
my,
it
there's
a lot.
My pick to nit.
I like it a lot. Let him just keep beating the shit out of people. I really hope that Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy start to gel a little more, because together they can be outstanding, but they've been a little flat lately with their work together.
They are outstanding. It's just not translating as well.
It's not gelling.
It's not. I think it is, but.
Are you gelling?
Are you gelling like Magellan?
I fucking hate you.
You know what a Dr. Scholl's is?
I'm going to kick you.
It's when you jerk off in a woman's shoes, and when she puts them on, you ask her if she's gelling.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Why?
That's an old one, too.
Why?
Because you spend too much time talking to low-life Louie.
No, man. Yeah, I love that shit. I jerk off in my wife's shoes every day. That's how she knows I love for work.
She's always chilling.
You know what I do? I jerk off and I pour Four Loko in them.
All right, now you're like...
That's not even how Louie talks.
Whatever. Wow, that's how he talks in my head.
Full racism there.
I love this shit.
Oh, shit.
All right, so you're a fan of the Bludgeon Brothers. Kevin hates the Bludgeon Brothers.
I like them. I hate the gimmick.
I like the bar, but, you know,
okay.
The bar is not winning, so whatever.
What else? Seth Rollins, we talked about that. AJ Shinsuke.
Did we talk about the women's match yet?
Yeah,
double count out.
We did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tony fat shamed everyone out of the building.
Yes. Well, you know.
Casket match was what was expected.
That's the one match I didn't see, actually. I don't know how I missed it.
Fucking Aiden English.
Oh, he got dropped on his head. I did see that, yeah. He's okay, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked terrible. Oh, my God.
So we had talked about it with...
Matt just blows it off. He's like, whatever.
That was like, meh.
Whole thing, and we talked about it with EC Negro, and he tried to explain it in the terms of like a promoter or something important. At the end of the day, he was out of the match, and then because Lana said it was okay, that was the story they were going with, and he was it's fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
What was the story? I kind of missed the middle of that.
I don't even know.
He was in the match, and then he tweeted out like, "Don't bury me, brother."
Talking about Rusev not being in and then being in
and
again.
And they took him out and they put Jericho in.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
And then they said Lana said it was okay for Rusev to fight in the casket match, and then the match was back on. And I don't really understand the whole fuck all about it, man.
And I thought they had split up Aiden English and Rusev on TV anyway, didn't they?
No.
I thought I had heard them splitting up. Maybe it was a house show that they split them up.
Hmm.
So that was just weird. I mean, whatever. Undertaker won. And then people like, I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When they took the break, did you stop and pray to Mecca as well?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Don't mock.
I'm not mocking.
Don't mock.
I want to know what you did. Don't mock her.
You are the fucking...
I just want to know what you did with your free time.
So you are going to mock Mecca.
No,
Mecca.
Mecca.
We all thought about it.
Yes, of course.
And you're going to Mecca. So you are a fat shaming...
You are a bad person.
Mecca hating.
I'm not a bad person. Do you have a koozie on your iced tea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you took it right off your house.
Labatt.
Oh, Canada.
I got that joke, you jackass.
Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. Oh,
so people were
You're shitting on Tony for being a bad guy.
Of course.
The rant, which the network were on, the group that we're in, people are like, oh, kayfabe's fucking dead, because there's a picture of Brock and The Undertaker and...
The video.
Kurt Angle. There was a picture and a video. Who gives a shit? It's 2018.
I loved it. That was really cool to see, actually.
It was really cool to see. And you really think kayfabe is still alive?
Here's the problem. You take everything you read online so seriously.
I fucking hate some of the people.
You know how much
rant
shit
fucking message group. I'll tell you that right now.
Right,
on
but
Facebook,
listen.
Nick German is a fucking retard.
Ooh.
I'll say it. I don't care.
I know you don't care.
These people are the fucking. They're like kayfabe's dead. You're always the first that posts some spoiler. Someone's been spotted somewhere. You're the worst. I can't even respond because I don't have the time.
I can respond, and here's my response.
So I will use this platform to say you're a shit dick. Have some.
Beauty.
There you go.
All right.
Shining Wizards Matt.
It's every wrestling group that does this.
It's all of them.
I'm a member of the Mothership, which is the group of the 605 podcast. Everything Jim Cornette does is gold.
God dang.
And everything Bruce Pritchard does is bullshit. He's full of shit. He doesn't remember things. He makes things up. They're sort of okay with Tony Schiavone, but man.
Where do they stand on Eric Bischoff?
How is that show?
Here it is. This is what they say about Eric Bischoff. It's worth a listen. It's not nearly as bad as Bruce Pritchard's show. And they shit on Conrad, too. It's awful. You think it's the rant? I'm telling you, it's every fucking
I don't
group.
Think it's the rant. I just think it's certain people just...
But it's in general,
fucking
dude.
Keep
Look,
your...
you're a wrestling fan. You've been following this shit for how long? You should know that this is what happens.
It's just...
Do you think that it's...
Frustrating.
Do you think that it's just... Maybe they're just starting a conversation?
But it's
but
look.
There's easier, like, did you guys see this video?
But, like, the thing is, though, he's doing it amongst people that he knows.
Exactly.
I don't know any of these people.
I know you don't, but he knows he has a better relationship with these guys
outside
than
of Phil and Dave and Choppy. If I walked into Drew on the street, I would have
well,
no idea.
Nobody
who
knows what
nobody
Drew looks
knows.
Like. I don't think
he's
anybody
like,
knows what he looks like.
Like another
he's,
Drew that
he's
we
like,
knew.
He's like the
Carmine.
Carmine.
That's what I meant. Carmine, yeah.
But I knew what Carmine
who I really
like.
Popped hard when EC Negro said he works for Carmine. I completely
oh, and I tried to get him to
that.
Shit on him. Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying
yeah,
like,
you kind of are. You called him a shit dick.
I mean, if we, listen, to be fair, if we can shit on Tony for the shit that he said.
Yeah, come on, dude.
We got to kind of throw a little
Go
bit
ahead,
your way.
Look, man.
And besides, they all love Nia Jax, so you have something in common with
them. I'm just saying, like, when people post.
Circle jerk.
See the same people building bridges, the same shit. It's just like, don't try and make
Sticky
a big
bridges.
Deal out of like kayfabe being dead when you're always the first one that posts a spoiler or a rumor or something. Like, stop.
That's what wrestling fans do, dude.
I don't.
This is what we talk about.
We talk
Listen,
about it.
When Dave puts something online, I know he's looking to start shit with no matter what it is.
That's Dave. Dave's a troll.
So is Nick German.
Dave who?
Powers.
Oh.
I'm sure I'm going to get shit. I'm going to get a text message from Phil or someone's going to send me a message.
Phil doesn't care, dude. Phil had a rough day. I don't know what was going on in his world.
Another one?
Well, there you go. See what, but you see what I mean?
Poor
like,
guy.
But like, Phil is our boy.
Yeah,
like,
but
he's
we're
our
in,
brother.
Okay,
him
but
and Mega Powers
bubble.
Are our brothers.
Nick like, German is in their bubble,
right.
Not necessarily in our bubble. Like, I don't know Nick, but I know enough about him because I've talked to him online.
I don't think he's a bad dude.
He's not.
Isn't he the one that sends you all the nudie pictures of all the
no,
girls?
No, that's Marquise. That's Rage. I don't really see Rage online too much anymore. I think he's in hiding.
Fucking creeps.
The feds must be on to him.
Fucking ghouls. Back to the greatest Royal Rumble. I'm sure someone's going to be mad that I fucking shit on somebody.
Relax.
I don't care.
Kevin shit on WrestlePro last week. It's all good.
I did not shit on WrestlePro last week. I mentioned how they gimmick the times in the Rumble.
Okay, well, so you wouldn't say you shit. Would you say you diarrheaed on them like Andre the Giant diarrheaed on Bad News Brown?
Like, did you have an oopsie? Like, you thought you were going to fart and you squeezed a little out, so you had to run for it before it became full on?
Try to do Eddie Zandre. It's not going to work.
Shark.
Never.
Who?
Oh.
All right, so back to the greatest
one.
We kind of talked.
Matt, can I use the bathroom?
I don't know.
Bus?
I don't know what you are.
I don't know either.
You're like the big friendly giant. You're like Corky from Life Goes
that's,
On.
I tried, that's what I was doing. I was trying to figure out how to do it. Because you gotta crawl before you can walk.
We're all over the place. We're having fun. I'm on vacation.
Shining right. Wizards and rantdmradio.com. You're listening on the rant,
Look,
maybe.
It's the 5-year anniversary. They got a big show tonight.
Well.
You have the sound clip. You're just, but you're, he's
it's
got the
just
leg up.
It's so
he's
much just, better to do it old school.
Yeah, old school. Good.
Old school that one time we did it at WrestleCon in 2000.
But that's where it started. And it was so perfect.
Mr. Oh, perfect?
Yes, exactly.
Burn.
Oh, God, I just swore in my mouth.
Burn. You know what I liked about the Greatest Royal Rumble?
That it was a good show?
Yeah, well, there weren't a lot of spots where guys just hung out outside the ring, which I liked.
Weren't there, though?
I don't think there
Daniel
was.
Daniel Bryan and Baron Braun took out Daniel Bryan and... And I think Baron Corbin were out there for a little bit.
Yeah, but
to
Braun
the point where I was wondering
in,
where Daniel Bryan went.
But Braun came in very late. Wasn't he like 47 or 48 41, or something like that?
41.
Well, but he okay, was, well, there
but,
you go.
But it, I mean, that's still 9 spots. That's still...
Yeah, but usually, Kevin, they have the bowling spot where 20 guys are down at once and everybody's
I know,
on the
talked,
floor.
We've talked about this at nauseum, especially with the women's
but
Royal Rumble.
But it was
Rumble.
Kept to a minute. Oh, there was a women's Royal Rumble
no,
with the Greatest Rumble?
The original Royal Rumble.
Oh, I must have missed that. I didn't mind it. Because it was a lot less than what for a 50-man rumble, it was not really noticeable, and it wasn't for long spurts.
That's weird because I noticed it.
Really?
Yeah, because I noticed. I'm like, I'll tell you why. Because I like I just said, I didn't see Daniel Bryan in the ring, and then once they did I guess it was the Braun. Was it the Braun spot or was it the someone ran Daniel Bryan into the barricade to keep him out there?
Maybe it was Braun. I don't remember.
I don't think it was Braun.
Surprises. I don't know who the fat Asian guy was in the beginning.
You are just a mean.
He was
man.
A fat Asian guy. He's a former Yokozuna.
Or you could have said sumo wrestler.
Hiroki
I didn't
Sumi.
Know who the sumo wrestler was.
I could have.
His name is Hiroki Sumi.
Fat is a lot easier to say than sumo wrestler.
You're a dick. Tell a friend.
His name is You're a Dick?
He lasted 45 seconds.
Yeah, well, there you go. Fat tub of shit.
Because he got his wig split.
But the shortest amount of time goes to
Hornswoggle.
Mike Kanellis.
Yeah, what a fucking what a sin.
Mike Kanellis came in at 3 seconds.
How about Kurt Hawkins? He wasn't in there too
long. He
was
in there
either.
For 20.
Well, there you go.
That's right.
Don't you
dare.
How great was it, though? He had the spot where he was running back up the ramp and Braun fucking just plowed him over.
But listen, my boy, Hawkins. Couldn't put up a little offense. Couldn't try to hit him on the way down.
That's how he was booked, dude.
I'm saying.
All right, so you want to talk about it. Go ahead. Talk about it. Number 39.
I wish I had the Benny. I do have the Benny Hill theme. I'm not going to play it. Yeah, so Titus O'Neil makes a break for the ring, and when he's about 6 feet away, he trips and slides. Dude, he almost cleared the entire...
That. Did that happen? What happened with that? Is that news?
That's about it.
Is that breaking news?
There you go. Yakety sacks. Oh, breaking news. Big signing for Impact debuting tomorrow night.
Santino?
All right. Did you saw it?
Saw what? The Twitch show?
No, Santino.
Is he actually on the show?
Yeah.
I know he's starting a Twitch show.
No, he's going to be on Impact this week. They filmed an interview with him.
Probably to promote the Twitch show.
So he's got a Twitch show with Impact?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know what it's about.
I completely made that up.
Are you serious?
I completely made that up. I had no idea.
Yeah, but is that who you had in your head?
Yeah.
Like, as who's with Impact now?
Yeah.
And you made it up?
Yes.
Why?
Because I deliver fake news. That's my gimmick.
But why Santino?
Why not? He's believable.
Because it's true.
Well, if I said to you Santino Morel is going to be on Impact, okay, I could see that. Right?
This is the Canada connection.
Well, there you go. Now, if I told you... Apparently, it's time for deaf news.
My name is Shining Wizards Tony, fake news Tony, and I'm afraid I got some fake news.
Well, that fucking gimmick lasted all of a week.
Back it's your own fault. I thought you were going to come up with something better than that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't know you were doing fake news. Shit. You should have let us know that you were going to go into your little gimmick.
Sorry.
It's all right.
All right, so
that's all I got. The Royal Rumble was a good time. Everybody had
Titus O'Neil ate shit. It's hysterical.
Yes.
It is. It
one of the
funny.
Funniest things I've ever seen.
Does that, okay, on the scale of moments, does that top Taka getting thrown over and landing on his face?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Titus didn't get hurt.
Here's the kicker. Does this top the Shockmaster?
Yes.
You think so?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You really think so? Yeah.
The Shockmaster tripped over a board that was hammered into the wall.
Fair enough, but...
Titus O'Neil tripped over his fucking feet.
Just go with like the image of it. Like, I think that's what he wants us to do. Just no, go but, with the... but not knowing what happened. Like, but the image of Titus O'Neil busting his ass is funnier than Shockmaster.
But the Shockmaster was such a build, like it was going to be this great character, and he was going to shock the world. And he's a fat guy, in a stormtrooper hat, falling on his face, while Ric Flair in the background's going, oh, God, oh, God.
And British Bulldog was like, he fucking busted his ass. What is that? Fucking busted his ass.
Come on.
Listen, it's 1A and, like, 1B.
I can only imagine because they said Vince was in the back laughing his ass off. And he kept telling
You know he liked it because they ruined it on Monday.
Play it again and again. Yeah, you know what? They should have let him play into it because Titus Worldwide is kind of heelish, you know, the way they handle things. So it would have been cool if he would have said, like, you know, he didn't fall or the man was out to get him or played it off some other way instead of just going, yeah, I fell.
It was something that if... The interview seemed, obviously, because it was so scripted, so this and that. Then the whole falling on the apron thing, that's going to be his gimmick now. He's going to fake fall all the fucking time, and it's going to be awful.
He's literally going to be the character that Fred Ottman became, the clumsy uncle. That's what he's going to be.
Mm. I can see that.
When you say you don't mean like Buck Zumhoff, clumsy uncle, do you?
What, falling on your daughter for 12 years?
I listened to, my wife turned me on to a sports crime podcast.
I heard that, yes. I forget what it's called, but I listened to that episode.
And I listened, there's one about...
Snuka?
Fuck. Yep, all there's the- one about Snuka. There's one about Chris Adams.
He was another POS.
But I listened to the Buck Zumhoff one first. And the
you like how they just kept saying, listen to what this piece of shit did?
Yeah. They're like, oh, he sounds great now, but wait until... And I like at the end, they gave out his prison information, where you could call his attorney, send him mail.
It's all public record.
What a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking rock and roll Buck Zumhoff.
I think one of his... I think his stepdaughter, somebody else in his family is also in jail for pretty much doing the same thing.
Is the daughter that he was raping?
No, no. Different, of course, different one. Although terrible. It wouldn't, you know... They say victimization, like, continues in the family. But
no, that's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, something like
that's
that.
That's what it's called.
Thank you for that.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Google Buck Zumhoff.
He's rock real, and roll Buck Zumhoff.
He's a real piece of shit.
And tell me okay. He doesn't look like Matt when he was young.
Yes, I get the Facebook reminder once a year when you posted, like, fucking rock and roll Buck Zumhoff on my Facebook. And I had no idea what the... I think you might have referred to him as my father.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Hey. He's got his fucking boombox and his stupid mustache and his rock and roll outfit.
Did you ever see some of the videos I used to, do you remember the videos I used to send you where he would run these cards in bars where the ring was like 4 feet by 4 feet? Did you ever see that shit?
No.
Oh, you want to spend some time on Facebook looking up dumb shit. Look that up. Look up Buck Zumhoff on Facebook. You'll find some of his old shows. They are the shits.
Can I pass? He was like big into like, he started his own promotion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Zumhoff.
4x4 ring.
Buck Zumhoff.
The referee had to stay outside the
what
ring.
What kind of fucking name is Buck Zumhoff?
His name is Eugene Zumhoff. That's his
I know,
like, legit name.
You couldn't pick a better first name?
Buck. Uncle Buck Zumhoff.
Well,
that would be a good gimmick for him.
Uncle Buck Zumhoff.
Yeah, but he was, I think he was pre-Uncle Buck.
Oh.
Molesting Uncle Buck.
What a piece of shit.
They could have called him Hucklebuck Zumhoff. He could have fucking danced.
Buck Zumhoff. Fuck.
Woo!
All right, so the greatest Royal Rumble, can we agree it was great?
No.
Could we agree? It's no King of the Ring 96.
It was mildly entertaining.
Are we going to segue into a throwback of King of the Ring 1996?
I've been watching a lot of WWF from 1996.
I'm sorry.
No, it's... What are you sorry for?
Kind was that sorry. Was that Steve? That was Steve Austin's
no,
King of the Ring.
That was Steve Austin's King of the Ring.
Yes,
yeah.
This is fucking WrestleMania 12, the return of the Ultimate Warrior, the Ultimate Warrior wearing a baseball hat, being afraid to take a shot in the head with a photo from Jerry Lawler.
And the
Ahmed
King's
Johnson,
court.
IC champion, kissing Goldust.
Goldust?
Well, Goldust kissed him.
Yeah, but then he called him like Sugar Lips the next night on Raw after he won the IC title. He's like, you all thought I got Sugar Lips? Come on out and do that. Oh, you up.
You ever see the promo Jerry Lawler cut on Goldust back in those days?
Where he calls him a fag?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we played it on this show.
I think we have.
Can we
play it again and give it as a gay moment in wrestling history?
No, we're not going down the gay moment. That's something that needs to be like a pre-show. Like, let's do a gay moment in wrestling history thing tonight. But we didn't have time to do that because we were late.
We were late.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, 1996. I've been watching a lot of 1996. They touted the King of the Ring as the greatest King of the Ring ever.
They do that all the time, don't they?
I don't
Everything's
know.
The greatest ever.
It was definitely not the greatest King of the Ring ever.
What was...
What are you doing?
Nothing. Keep talking. Don't
was
worry.
That Isaac... That wasn't Isaac Yankum, Bret Hart. That was before that.
No, Bret Hart wasn't on the show.
What was the title match on
Shawn
that show?
Michaels, Davey Boy Smith.
Ah, that's right. Then it was that pre-Beware of Dog?
That is... Beware of Dog is pre.
Pre. You sure? Because they did two of those.
No, because there was...
The blackout.
There was WrestleMania 12, Good Friends, Better Enemies.
I got a cramp in my foot. You see my toes just stuck together?
What the
fuck? It hurts.
Good Friends, Better Enemies, Beware of Dog, King of the Ring, International Incident.
Oh. That was...
I'll look it up right now. Just
no, no,
sure.
It's fine.
Well, I want to make sure I'm right.
I should know this, though. International Incident was...
Because Beware of Dog was in May because it was Labor Day weekend.
And then they did Beware of Dog 2 because...
The next night because the
power went out. And then International Incident. Who the fuck... Was that Vader? Is he involved in that?
It was supposed to be a six-man tag match
Oh, with Warrior, Ahmed, and then Sid came in.
Right, because Warrior
flaked out, yeah. Against Owen, Yoko, and Bulldog.
But wait, then what show did they have Ahmed, Warrior, and Shawn Michaels team up? Wasn't that
they
a
were
team
at
as well?
That was the end of King of the Ring.
Yes, they came out, they cleared the ring, and they all came out. And that's what was supposed to be Ahmed, Warrior, and Shawn against Owen, Yoko, and Bulldog. But then...
It didn't happen? It
didn't happen because Warrior left. I remember the promo, it's clear as day. Ahmed and Shawn are talking. It's a backstage thing. And there's all you see is this back behind them. You don't know who it is. And then it's like they say, yada, yada, yada. We got a new partner. And all of a sudden, Sid turns around. And it's Sid taking the place of Warrior with Ahmed and Yoko. I mean, Ahmed and Shawn against the three of them. And it was just like a mind boggle. It was like a mind fuck. Because the last time we saw Sid, he was feuding with Shawn. He turned on him. So it was like, it was kind of like a holy shit moment. Like, as a kid, it was a holy shit moment. I'm like, oh my God, they hated each other.
The Shawn Michaels Sid stuff, that was probably...
underrated as shit.
It was probably the most surreal moment I was ever at a live show for, that Survivor Series, where Sid beat him.
Because, with the camera? Was that the camera one, or was that San Antonio?
No, that was the camera. Because Sid fucking laid out Jose Lothario as well. And, dude, the crowd was just so fucking insanely nuts for Sid. They were chanting Sid's name leaving the garden that night.
Sid was, he was born to be a babyface in WWE.
It was insane, dude.
Then they hitched him with the Million Dollar Corporation, which was the only way you could get him.
Hey, Nikolai Volkoff was in the Million Dollar Corporation.
We talked about this about a year or so ago. I loved the Million Dollar Corporation. Absolutely. Yeah,
I like Nikolai. Corporation, not so much.
I thought it was a very underrated stable.
It was like a poor man's BWO. It was like people, yeah.
Wait, how could you be a poor man's, like, oh, with all due respect to Meanie and Nova and Stevie?
Because the BWO was put together with a purpose. Those guys all fit together. The Million Dollar Man's Corporation was like King Kong Bundy,
to take
Nikolai
out the
Volkoff,
Undertaker.
Tatanka.
It was like, amazing to take out Luger, to pull the swerve on Luger. You know how many people in the corporation they threw at the Undertaker? IRS, Bundy, Kama,
Bam Bam Bigelow,
Bam Bam, and LT. Bro, Million Dollar Corporation, severely underrated. And then Sid came in. 1, 2, 3, Kid and Sid. The Kid and Sid connection. They never recalled that. I just made that up. But that was awesome, man.
That would have been a cool name, Kid and Sid.
They probably called him that, for
maybe.
All I know.
I don't know.
But it was, we've talked about it, like I said, probably a year, 2 years ago, about how the Million Dollar Corporation is an underrated stable. Probably, terrible. I'm guessing, on our stable episode where we talked about stables.
I never liked DiBiase as a manager, to be honest with you. I didn't like him when he was with the...
Steiners?
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
Didn't care for it.
I remember that like it was yesterday. I remember him coming out, and I thought, whoa, that was pretty cool.
DiBiase just didn't fit in as a manager. He just didn't.
He didn't fit in as a commentator either, though.
No, but him and Mike Rotunda made a killer team. I loved Money, Inc. Loved that team.
It was a little weird at first, but... Like, to me, it was always weird that that they came out to... They didn't have their own theme song.
I like the Money. No, it fits them, though.
100%. But it almost made it seem like, to me, that it was Million Dollar Man and this guy. Like...
Really?
To me, I might be stretching it a little bit, but, like, I would wonder what their... If they had a song to themselves, like, what would it be? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if Money, Inc. had their own song, that always, like... intrigued me. Like, what would it be?
They could have used DiBiase's, and then they could have had like the adding machine, like IRS used to come out to.
Well, that's what it was. People don't realize that when IRS came out, like all these just, like random just, like nostalgia appearances, he had music. He didn't have that back then.
It was just.
It was first like it was like typewriter adding machine.
It was the adding
gimmick.
Machine sound.
Then,
yeah.
Is that go. It?
Yep.
That's what he came out to.
So fucking silly.
Did you ever hear that they were contemplating putting him and Taker together as Death and Taxes?
Yeah, that was on Pritchard. Yes. Pritchard show.
That's crazy.
Well, you know.
Well, no. I don't think they ever thought about putting them together. That's the reason why they feuded with each other. It was like Death and Taxes are the two unavoidable things, and what always wins? Death. I got that from Pritchard. I don't know. I think that's what it was. But I've been on a Pritchard tear. I've been listening to all of his shows. on the network, on YouTube, and on
Oh yeah, you guys didn't, you mentioned it last week, but you didn't talk about that first episode of Something Else to Wrestle With last week.
That's right, we never got back to it. I thought about that when we were done.
I know why, because I didn't, I don't think I actually watched it. Did I say I did?
It was, it, they covered it already on the podcast. It was the Hogan Macho Man episode.
No, that was the second one.
That was the second one. The first one was...
Then what the hell was the first one?
WrestleMania 14.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was the whole thing with, which they had covered that anyway, too.
And I'm not going to lie to you, the WWE Network show, the second one, the Mega Powers one,
yeah,
didn't really break anything. Like, they don't go crazy with it.
I think they're just trying to, like, get people into up to speed as to what they do.
That's
and I
fair.
Think, and I mean, Conrad also said, like, we've covered this before, but he's like, I did research this time.
I don't know.
I like it that they have, like, the video clips.
Huh.
And I like that they're not super edited.
It's a TV show. It's awesome.
I like it. I was really, the first episode I was really into, the Hogan one, I already heard them do it on the podcast, so I wasn't really as into it, but I still watched it. I think they're doing Shawn Michaels tomorrow night.
They did, what, on the network?
Yeah.
They
did. See if I could find it.
They did two shows devoted to Shawn Michaels, not to mention a Rockers show on their actual podcast.
Right, they cover the years.
And they covered the Marty Jannetty post-Rockers.
On the Rockers podcast.
Yes, and yeah. They mentioned how many times he was fired and hired and
they
fired
mentioned it
and
all
hired.
The time, and
bro,
it's awesome.
I was watching 96. Jannetty hits a top rope powerbomb on Chris Candido in the opening match of King of the Ring.
Body Donna's new Rockers?
Wait a minute. Wasn't that Candido's finisher, though?
It was.
That's insane.
The blonde bombshell.
He wasn't nervous about a fucking having a Chuck Austin on his hands?
I guess not. Oof. They pulled it off.
R.I.P. Candido. His anniversary of his passing.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. A couple days ago, right?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
That's rough. Let's see. I'm sorry.
Sonny's still in jail.
Something else to wrestle with. The Heartbreak Kid, that's all it says.
They debut their show on Wednesdays, though, right? Or Thursdays?
Yes, Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
And it was weird because the last one was in the afternoon.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock. The second one, they released it earlier because the first one was 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and I don't think they're on like the regular rotation. I just think they release it
on demand
now.
Yeah.
I think that's what they said. But did you – I also watched the YouTube Royal Rumble, our favorite Royal Rumble of all time, 92 – mm-hmm. Where Tony, and here, listen, Tony, you actually have a little backup on this, because remember how we talked about who was actually, like, a viable option to win that Royal Rumble?
Yes.
And you mentioned people that I was, like, laughing in your fucking face about?
Yeah.
Like, you were like, oh, fucking Sergeant Slaughter. Sergeant Slaughter could have won this. He was a jobber then.
You see how I didn't call Kevin a fudge packer, even though he made fun of me?
Look, man, you deal with things your way, I do it my way.
I didn't make fun of you.
No, you were getting loud, though. I mean, you know.
About on that episode?
No, just now.
I'm getting back to you are not wrong, because Bruce Pritchard agreed with you. There was a time where it was Shawn Michaels.
Hold on. Just because Bruce Pritchard agrees with Tony doesn't mean that they're both not wrong.
That's fair. That's true. Because I do
Pritchard
think they're still wrong.
Bruce Pritchard was in the office.
He wasn't there then.
He wasn't?
No, for 92. That's what made it interesting.
Wait, was he part
of... He wasn't in WWE.
He was working
for Global, I think, at this point.
Oh, all right.
But
yeah,
anyway...
Yeah, you're right on that. Okay.
There was a point in the match where there was... In the ring was Ric Flair, Tito Santana,
yes.
Shawn Michaels, and somebody else who's a main eventer. I forget who it was.
Skinner.
No, it wasn't Skinner. Skinner was like 27.
Colonel Mustafa.
No.
Virgil.
But he said that any one of these guys was a viable option to win and included El Matador Tito Santana in it.
Santana?
That's such a lie.
Santana was always on the short list to be a champion, dude.
But not at that time. Not in 1992.
Bus. But he was an ethnic like idol in New York.
There we go.
But at least you got... At least someone backed your play.
He could have easily taken Backlund's place. Easily.
In 92?
No, back then.
No, we're talking in 1992. We're not talking to...
Yeah, but why not? Tito was always a great hand.
And it's funny, one of the questions that
why
one of the...
Why not?
The
listen,
go
everybody
it.
Over
yeah.
the years says the Intercontinental Belt is the stepping stone to becoming the world
he
champion.
He was a fucking bullfighter in 1992.
Yes,
he was feuding with the Repo Man with Virgil.
And then in 1996, they put the Intercontinental title on Ahmed Johnson.
And Ahmed could have easily gone on to
Ahmed
be a world champion.
Ahmed could have been a star. I think.
Yeah, dude.
Work rate, whatever. What do you want to say about that?
They were priming him for that, but for the fact that he was injury prone.
then the bell rang. He sucked in the ring.
He was fine.
Look, man. Ahmed Johnson, champion in the Jacks, Matt Bowman Federation when he was a kid. Loved Ahmed Johnson. Huge fan. Thought he was awesome. Great look. Weird thigh pads. All about it. Watched the Ahmed Johnson match last night. Sorry. looks great.
Yeah, but 1996 Matt would have fucking creamed in his jeans if Ahmed won the world.
He should have creamed in my jeans. Bro, you know what really bothered me? He came out on Raw. No, don't be a dick. We've already established you're an asshole. Don't be a dick. He came out on Raw, and when he held up the IC championship in the ring, it was fucking upside down. And that bothered me.
That always bothers me. That bothered me.
Well, GDP's first world title, he held the belt upside down.
I'm not saying it makes him a bad champion. I'm just saying it bothered me.
It bothers me. That's my. You're it a bothers belt mark. The fuck out of me.
All right, as Doesn't an aside, bother you? As an aside,
not that one. When everyone does it, as an Sting aside. Did it. When, Great Khali did it.
When yeah, Great Khali. I
the fact
remember that
Great Khali and a belt is in the same sentence.
That's right.
It's disgusting.
Great Khali, former. World
champion. He's ethnic though, so it makes sense, right?
So it's okay. Because
he's black.
Because he's a great.
No,
Khali.
Great Khali was Indian, so it made sense, right?
He was in the greatest Royal Rumble. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, he lasted. Why would we? Seconds. He got eliminated durka, by durka, Lashley durka, and durka. Braun Strowman.
Oh, something else we didn't Swoggle. Talk about. Let's go back. No, I want to bring it full circle. Yeah, Swaggle was in that. He was supposed to have a match actually against another fellow midget. And I use that word because he's okay with it.
Hold on, you want to rewind?
Rewind what?
Oh shit.
Yeah, great job. Thank you for that. Okay. All right. That's actually kind of cool.
That is a good sound bite. We should have had a purpose.
When they had the Saudi Arabian wrestlers in the ring at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
That's
the
right.
Four tryout guys.
That one guy's a good promo, by the way.
And they brought out the Daivari guys, and they had the Iranian flag. Apparently, they've been getting death threats.
Yeah, I just saw that before we got on the air.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Anyway, what did you think of Seth
Ahmed
Rollins?
Johnson? Are we done with our Ahmed Johnson talk?
No, we're getting back to the Royal Rumble talk wherever we were with Shawn Michaels. But Seth Rollins, I think it was at WrestleMania, grabbed the belt and was doing this with it.
Okay, there's a difference between.
All right, for those of you who obviously can't see us, Tony was saying he was waving it around his head,
Ultimate Warrior style.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Look, I don't hate it.
I was not a fan. I noticed it. How do you feel about Naito when he was the IWGP Intercontinental Champion?
Destroying the belt?
Throwing the belt in the ring like he didn't give a shit.
Well, because that was part of a story.
Okay, but how did you feel about it? Is it okay? It's still a
how
belt.
How did it make you feel, Tony?
It made me cringe because I don't like the destruction of belts. Like when Valentine destroyed the belt. Like when...
Dave
like
destruction
when,
of belts.
Mr. Perfect?
No. Well, yes. Okay, Mr. Perfect forgot about that. Superstar Billy Graham. Made Bob Backlund cry.
What did he do? Did he inject the belt with steroids and then blame Vince for it?
And then look at his wife's tits.
No, I put him in the chicken wing and he looked at his hands.
Yeah, and then did he hit on your fucking wife?
Yeah, oh, come on.
That was your wife, dude.
No sold that.
Of course I did. I got to keep plowing through. I got to get my liners in.
I can't argue with that.
I learned something from listening to the dumb fellas.
At least one of us did.
By the way, I got to ask you, just as an aside, how come everybody else had a microphone and you were in the background?
No, I'll tell you what that was.
That was Kevin was like, oh, my phone's a microphone.
It's like, hey, it's Natty, it's KP.
It's me,
because
Kevin.
I
hey,
told
nice.
Them before the show that I have the tendency to be loud, so Natty had me low. And I was nervous
he
about
had
being
you
too
real
loud.
Low.
He had me real low.
That's
so,
the thing. Somebody's got to like at least listen in when you guys first
and Natty's
start.
The guy. Natty's the guy that does that, but we just didn't. It was our first show.
No, I get it.
So
I completely get it.
The next episode is probably going to be the same thing, but then after that it's going to be
I
good.
Just kept thinking nobody puts Kevin in the corner. That's
nah,
all
it was,
I kept thinking.
It was we noticed it. So I always think I have the tendency to be loud. So.
You do. When you record with Matt, for some reason, you're like, you're even a little loud here, so I kind of pull you back a little bit. But then sometimes you have the tendency to turn your head, which is like kind of like you got to play a game.
And cough.
Yes.
That's right.
And grab your balls when you do so.
Of course.
Make sure there's no hangers.
Listen, there's no doctor like a self-doctor.
Ooh.
Anyway,
if anybody's
Johnson.
Looking for testicular checkups, Kevin's available at
that
Tierney's
this
Sunday.
That is not true at all. Actually, we'll be at Tierney's
he'll
on
get you,
Sunday.
He'll get you during the pre-show.
Just hosting the Three Kevins show. There's three Kevins on the show. The World that. Wrestling Federation.
Matt's panicking.
The revolutionary force in
Nobody's
sports entertainment.
A little bit.
Ahmed.
Dude, why do his arms look like they're 600 inches wide?
He looks like River Plunge.
He looks like your fucking house.
Did you guys know that Ahmed Johnson wore like Harlem Heat pants in his first match in WWE? He wore like, Google it.
There you go, Matt. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
He wore like red pants with yellow flames up the side.
What am I Googling?
Do you ever see the meme picture where fat Ahmed Johnson is standing next to like in shape Ahmed Johnson?
That's CPA's favorite thing. CPA loves Ahmed Johnson.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
This is all stemmed from, oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah, but that could be when he was Big T in Harlem Heat.
No, this is Ahmed Johnson's WWF run, the crap hole, the official wrestlecrap.com.
The crap hole.
God, he fucking looks like a suntanned Abdullah the Butcher.
No, he looks like King Mabel.
Bro, he looks like Abdullah the Butcher.
Yeah, a little bit, without the grooves in his head.
Holy moly.
Love you know, he played Suge Knight in the MC Hammer movie?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
On VH1, right?
Yes, he did.
Ah, the prestigious.
Holy moly.
Look,
don't get me wrong. I was huge into Ahmed Johnson. I thought he was going to be awesome. But, man, I watched that match last night from the Raw after King of the Ring.
Who was it? Ahmed and?
Triple H.
Was this
It was non-title, and Ahmed still won. Clean.
Was this when Triple H was still using, like, the...
Yes, and he brought the chick down.
Yeah, who was Marlena eventually?
No, Sable.
That's right.
Sable, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was some random women before that.
Oh yeah, he brought some gross looking chick out at. I want to say it was King of the.
I'm a fat shamer.
No, listen,
here you go.
Bro, she was gross. I'm sorry. You can say somebody looks gross,
like when I say Belly looks like a foot.
Yeah, or Emma looks like a koala.
She does, dude. Have you seen her lately? I still stand by my statement.
Tennille looks
dude,
great.
I wouldn't turn her away.
In person?
I know, but you'd turn her over.
Dude, she's gorgeous in person.
No, so is Mickey James. I completely believe agreed. It.
Is it hard to hide a boner in front of her?
No, that's why I drink.
Kevin was knocking the 8x10s off the table.
The funniest thing ever.
I could just see like Chad from Standalone Wrestling, like standing at a table and just out of the corner of his eye, he just sees 8x10s flying all over the place. And Kevin's just frantically like,
"Oh, which one do I want? Which one do I want?"
He's leaning over trying to pick them up. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
They're all sticky. Like she tries to pick them up, they're stuck to her hand. She's trying to wave them off.
Everyone's like, "Kevin, why'd you change into shorts? Like, you were wearing jeans 10 minutes ago."
I gotta go.
So this all, hold on. Can we just go back to, this all stems from, you think in your weird, whatever goes on inside of that fucking widow's peak of a bed.
Thanks.
You've gone on there. Nosferatu. You think El Matador Tito Santana was a viable candidate
for world champion
in 1992?
Sure.
Honestly,
yeah. Why not?
What are you on drugs?
Why not? Give him a title for a year. Why not?
A year.
By that point, they were already doing like 3 and 6 month title reigns. So who cares?
1992.
Yeah.
With the roster they had.
Rooster.
Yeah, he's not the only one that says it like
he
that.
He says it all the time.
I know, but other people do too.
What do you
too.
Want me to say?
Give me the list of champions from 1990 to 1994.
Oh, we may have new listeners that never heard us debate Royal Rumble 92 before.
Daba Diba. 92.
Daba Diba 92 Badoo.
92 was Flair, Macho Man, Flair, Bret Hart.
Yep,
right?
Flair was in it twice.
91. Yokozuna was 92 as well?
No, 93.
93. Hogan and Warrior and whatchamacallit.
What are you asking? I have no idea what your
Undertaker,
question is.
Undertaker 91.
What was your question?
You want 90?
I'm just saying
what
there
year?
Was so many there were so
down.
Many world title hand changes at that
Slow
at
down.
That time.
Slow down. You're not at a buffet. Slow down.
Sorry.
See? Fat shaming.
Yeah. For you. Because you're a piece of shit.
You know what that's called? You're a gander.
Why is my goose cooked?
All right, good, so you want to know from gooses, 1990 to 94, your list of champions.
I'll tell you them all right
Hulk
now.
Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Sergeant Slaughter,
Hulk Hogan,
Taker,
Hogan.
Vacated. Flair.
Savage.
Flair.
Bret.
Hart.
Yoko. Hogan. Yoko. Bret. Bob Backlund. Diesel.
That's a lot of title changes.
Sure, but it's that you're seeing
what pattern. Wait, how many times did you say El Matador Tito Santana?
None.
Four.
Okay.
None. Right. He got to the finals of an IC he mispronounced title tournament.
He Flair.
And even think he was El Matador
time.
Then. Bro, he came back as El Matador. It was my least favorite Hasbro figure.
He's a main event. He was a main eventer in my league for some reason. He was always in. He was always in play.
El Matador was awesome. His figure was awesome. Everything about him was awesome.
Nothing. Sorry.
Did you say it like that on purpose?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Muttering, stuttering prick.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll fucking kick you in the dick. Look, after like, I don't know, 90?
I don't know.
After 90, he was just there, man. His best days were behind him.
Says you.
Listen, I have no problem with. No, he's right. He's right.
92?
He's no, 90, 91.
Bob Backlund was in his 40s and he won
yes,
the
but
world.
Bob
but
Backlund
he was pushed.
And he was a transitional champion. It was just used to put the strap on
so
Diesel.
So why couldn't Tito be a transitional
because
champion?
Because he wasn't booked that way.
What if he was booked to win the Rumble? Couldn't he have not lost the title
yes,
at WrestleMania?
Yes, but you have to put that into perspective. Like, if he was he wasn't considered a favorite. He was as much a favorite as Virgil or Hacksaw.
He was my favorite.
All right, that's fine. Listen, no disrespect to Tito Santana. Fucking legend. He was my first wrestling autograph ever.
Okay. Can we get a rewind, Matt? I want to take you back a little further. All right, let's get the ship rewound.
What's going on here? Chico.
Jesus.
He's on the ball.
1988. WrestleMania 4.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me
what the turn.
Half of the guys in that tournament were not viable contenders for that world championship.
WrestleMania 4.
I'm looking at that.
Wasn't that was 88, right? Yeah.
I'll tell you why I can't answer that honestly, because I'm looking at that through adult lenses. Whereas 92, I was there as a kid. Like now, like it's hard for me to, you know what I mean? Like it's hard for me to tell you that. I can tell you right now, I don't think any of them were viable, other than Andre Hogan, Savage, and DiBiase, but that's me saying it now.
But why Savage?
Because, again, that's why I can't give you a real honest answer.
Okay, all right, but...
But 92, I was there. I watched it.
But look at some of the rest of the field. Bam Bam Bigelow
was
just brought in. Pushed hard, new manager, new face.
Humperdinck.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Is that... Yeah.
Don Morocco became The Rock. He's got superstar Billy Graham, a former world champion in his corner.
Wasn't he
Pritchard podcast. Survivor Series, 87. It was supposed to
that's
be.
Probably another
we
Pritchard
talked about
podcast.
This last week.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be superstar, and then he had to go for his hip surgery, so they put Don Morocco in there.
Just so you know, we're going to rewind again.
Turn my mic on!
This is from the Wrestling Observer. 1992.
Ah, look at us stealing gimmicks.
These are house shows.
Stealing
Tito
gimmicks.
Opens and he beats Skinner.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Teams with Virgil and fights
He
Repo
beat
Man.
The Undertaker in Spain in that period of time, dude.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
Over a three-day period, he was on one house show.
House. How? He was training. He was prepping to win the world title.
He was fighting bulls.
Ass hurts.
I can't. He wore his fucking Strikeforce tights for 3 years after they broke up.
Yeah, but you notice that he put the. I always wondered if he ever. I swear
put
to God,
the strike back in the Force.
Like, I because I'm a big like you.
The Force was on strike. Arriba!
Boo. Boo. You're listening to the Shining Lizards. I should be the champion.
Arriba!
We got to. That's next week's drop. Or next week's.
Santana.
Hey, you know, WrestleMania's going to be at MetLife next year.
Oh, daddy.
Who are we flying out?
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Baza. Baza here.
Oh, he's flying himself out.
Flying himself out. Let's see. Who else did fucking Tito Santana beat? Oh, he pinned Kato.
There you go.
Big FD.
No.
Jesus Christ.
That's a main event.
Oh, he beat him in Hartford and Miami.
Ooh.
Between June 4th and the 7th.
Tito Santana making towns.
Ah, and he beat Kato again. Fucking congratulations.
Tito Santana making towns.
Tito
that's
Santana.
That's the name of the episode.
That's a great fucking title.
Fucking world champion caliber fucking wrestler. in 1992. If you were like 1985, 83, yes. I will not argue with you on that.
He should have been a champion then.
But
or he could have been.
Could have been a contender. All right, so you care about Tito in 83, but nobody gave a shit about Backlund after 83, and he became world champion again in 94.
Because he was booked that way. He turned heel, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and he feuded with Bret Hart, and so did Isaac Yankum, and so did Jerry Lawler, and so did Hakushi.
You're like taking...
So did Jean-Pierre Lafitte, rest his soul.
You're grabbing from so many different straws that are not even in the same fucking milkshake.
You're saying he was pushed. Why? Because he had a feud with Bret Hart?
Because... From what I understand, again, I'm pulling information just like Conrad does from Meltzer. I'm pulling from their podcast. Vince McMahon always wanted to make Bob Backlund a heel. Always wanted to.
Yeah, I remember.
So when he came back in 1994, he's like, this is our chance. And it fucking worked.
And they had him lose to Diesel in fucking 9 seconds.
But it worked.
No. It worked.
Him as a top... I believe... I didn't know Bob Backlund in 1994. It worked. No idea who he was.
It worked. The whole thing with Brett was amazing stuff. And then they shit on everything entirely by letting Diesel beat him in like 9 seconds.
Well, I mean, he was 44 at the time.
Oh, come on, dude.
But he still...
Why couldn't they let Backlund run for even a couple of months?
Oh, yeah. You still... Listen, I'm not arguing that. You're just making a comparison between Tito Santana and Bob Backlund, and it's just not accurate.
Just so you know, heading into the 92 Rumble, he had a draw with Ted DiBiase.
There you go!
So, put that
there
in
you go.
Peace
a former, former million-dollar champion, or former, yeah, something.
Yeah,
like
look at that. That's what he's doing.
See?
See, what else did he do here?
There's gotta be Repo Man Virgil stuff on there.
He's working Ted DiBiase, dude.
Oh, yeah, here we go. January 18th, 1992, WWE House Show in the Boston Garden. Repo Man defeated Virgil in 12 minutes.
12 minutes?
It's a long match.
Again, El Matador and Ted DiBiase go to a time limit draw.
They're putting Ted DiBiase on par with Tito. That's how much they thought of Tito. Oh,
no, God. They're squashing Tito. They're
man. No, I didn't hear one loss in any of these cards that Matt was going over. Tito was on.
Oh, wait, what was it?
I didn't see
it.
He beat Ted DiBiase on January 20th.
Look at that!
All right.
Look at that! Tito was on a winning streak.
In Montreal.
On a house show?
Time limit draw is not a winning streak.
You just said he beat him.
Yeah. Before that, he wasn't winning. He was going to time limit
draws. Did he lose? He was on a non-losing streak.
Go back
streak.
And watch.
They went
like...
to another time limit draw going into the Rumble. Wow, look at this.
Look at this.
Another draw. I still can't see him as a champion, though, in 1992.
Dude, yeah. Because he's working the bottom of the card.
I wouldn't call Ted DiBiase the bottom
in 1992,
of the card.
In 1992, I would call Ted DiBiase the bottom of the card.
He was winning gold.
And he went to
a
draw.
Later.
He went to a draw with IRS.
Mid card. Lower mid card.
These are guys that became world tag team champions. They're not anybody to sneeze at.
But you understand what the world tag team championship is.
Yeah.
That's a mid card feud.
What? You're going to call the Bulldogs mid carders? The Hart Foundation's mid carders? What is he saying, Matt?
I don't know. I'm looking up 100 different fucking things right now.
You're telling me
yes
that Money Inc.
Yes.
Versus Steiner Brothers.
Main event would be any main arena event. In the country, yes. That's at least headlining B shows.
Talent wise, yes, but Beverly Brothers, Steiner Brothers, main event.
No, because it's the Beverly Brothers.
Tag team wrestling. Money Inc.
Money, Inc. and the Steiners, yes, absolutely. Main event, absolutely.
Not the way they were presented.
What? They gave him Hogan and Beefcake at WrestleMania, dude.
That's fair.
That's a huge match.
That's fair, but you know why? Hogan and Beefcake.
Hogan must pose.
Damn it, pal.
Like, if the Nasty Boys, Road Warriors, did that ever... It may have.
No.
I wiped my ass with that match.
So there you go. So like that's
Road,
what I'm saying.
Road Warriors.
Tag team wrestling for the longest time before. I'll give you that.
No, but you're comparing tag team wrestling. Like you could put any singles match and I could tell you whether or not it's a main event too.
But I'm giving you the teams that faced each other.
Road Warriors, Nasty Boys, no. No.
I would be so pissed if I went to a house show and that was the main event.
Road Warriors, Hart Foundation, yes.
I'll give you that.
Road Warriors, Hart Foundation, yes.
But.
Road Warriors, Steiners? Absolutely.
But didn't the Bulldogs, everyone says, Bulldogs, Hart Foundation was the last match on a lot of shows.
Yes.
Was that not because they also had Hogan on the show working before intermission.
Now, were the tag titles working the main shows with Hogan, or were they the headliners of the B shows?
I think it may have been the same.
And don't forget, because they were running three shows at that point in time. They would have A, B, and C.
And Hogan would leave. He would do the intermission show to sell tickets and then leave to go to another show if it was in a three-hour radius, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
So it's essentially, the tag titles could have been a main event, and Hogan could have also been on the show.
That's, yes. So, like, if Hogan's not on the show, you're not closing a show with the Steiner Brothers of Money, Inc.
No, I agree.
No, but then again, they also structured a lot of those shows where the main event was technically before intermission, so they could get the ball rolling for the next show.
Well, that's what they did with Saturday Night's main event, the TV show, too. They would put the main show, the main match, with it, open right? with the main match, and close with, like, Haku versus El Matador.
Who did they have against Kamala that time? I think it was poor Leapin' Lanny. That's like the first main event I remember. Yeah, Lanny didn't win.
But to say that tag team, like, unless you have the mega powers, or unless you have, you know, Andre and Haku versus Demolition, that's a main event. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Or like today, if you put the tag belts on, like the Shield, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are the tag team champions. Roman that's your main Reigns. Event because they're already stars. If you put the Bushwhackers and Nasty Boys, that's not a main event.
If you put Reigns and Rollins back in the day when they were the tag champs,
that's a main event.
Absolutely.
100%. The Hardys could probably get away main eventing with two other top guys.
I would put the Hardys
together
against the Bar. I would think that would be a main event match.
I would agree with that to an extent. If Roman Reigns is fighting, you know, Bray Wyatt underneath.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, something like that. But it's just to think that overall tag team wrestling is not a mid-card attraction.
But there was a period of time where tag team wrestling could easily main event.
I agree with you.
Especially in the old 80s NWA days.
Yes, 100%.
Because they put something behind them.
And that goes, I guess, to the bigger picture of how they've been wishy-washy for years with their championships.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, I mean, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
But
I think a little more of tag team wrestling than you do, but I think we're on the same page.
I love tag team wrestling. I absolutely love it.
In terms of where they are in the hierarchy of things, which is, I get it.
No, it's fine. I wish, and we talked about it last week, I wish that they would bring more traditional type tag teams back instead of just pairing guys together.
Well, pretty soon the women's tag belts are going to be around, so you're going to have plenty more tag teams to kick around.
Is that happening?
Supposed to be.
That's what it's going
to
be.
Was the word that I had heard last week, that they commissioned tag belts to be made for the women.
Who's doing the job?
Don't know yet.
Can we confirm with our good friend Dave Milliken?
If he's making them, I'm sure he can confirm. They use a lot of people.
Yeah, but he would know, though.
Probably. I don't know if anybody uses Jamar anymore, but I know Wildcat gets used for a lot of stuff. I know Milliken still gets used for a lot of stuff. The Orange County Chopper guys, like, I think they designed the first belts, but I don't think they use those guys anymore either.
They use the TV show people?
Yeah, because they're the ones that came up with the first W1, the one that Daniel Bryan had.
Yeah.
I don't think they still use them, but everything morphed into the new idea with the new logo and whatnot. Speaking of belts, we got to go back to Greatest Royal Rumble because I almost forgot about this.
The hot dog eating championship.
Now,
belt.
You like that belt? Were you saying that you liked it?
When did I say that?
I thought you
was
did.
Was it on Facebook somewhere?
Maybe. I don't know. Look, every time a new belt comes up, I get five messages going, what do you think? Because people know I'm a belt guy.
I don't think I even mentioned it.
Oh, is that like when some fucking asshole fan texted you or tweeted at you to send you his condolences from fucking
Japan? Asshole fan. Some fan is nice enough to send me condolences of a loyal listener from Japan.
It's mega powers.
Good night, everyone. Kevin, right? What you got for plugs?
Tony was like, oh, I don't ever check Twitter, but some guy sent his condolences to me because, like, Bruno was a father.
I was more inclined to show you that we had a fan listening from Japan.
Apparently, like,
I get it. Keep going.
600,000 people download every episode, according to you.
Listen, they don't call me Mr. 50,000 for nothing.
Oh, Jesus,
they bust my balls so hard about that.
What is this title I'm looking at?
That's the Saudi Arabia Championship.
It's the mustard.
So does he, when they go back in November, does he bring that and defend it?
It's not gonna, it wasn't on Raw last night. So
they said it was supposed to be. They said he was going to bring it out.
I didn't see it.
It's the fucking Oprah Winfrey syndrome. Everybody gets a belt now.
Yeah, but I think that's more of like.
They made a trophy, though. They had a trophy.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying that the belt I think that he got was just for appearance purposes then, just like they send, like, the Astros a championship belt or that.
Yeah, you get a belt. You get a belt. You get a belt. Everybody gets a belt. Look under your seat. But there's a belt.
It wasn't on TV last night, I don't think.
I don't know.
If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Listen, it's not the end of the world if you're wrong or right. It doesn't matter.
There's no belt under my seat.
There's no writing on the belt. I heard. I'm plowing over it.
That was great because he checked. It was so funny, the visual.
Oh, shit. Boy. Oh, boy.
Has it got swords? It looks like it has swords palm and trees. A palm tree.
Yeah. And the WWE logo done cruiserweight style in the middle.
And there's no women on that belt.
Why is it green? Is that like a thing?
So this way you're green for all the money they spent on the fucking show.
You started with a joke, left it, and deserted it immediately to another one.
Yeah. Well, because the one I was going to say wasn't that good. I completely...
Maybe. Well, the one you went with wasn't that great either.
Maybe you could be on a deserted island with this palm tree belt. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
Somebody's got to get these palms.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tune into Dumbfellas this Thursday.
Boo! But at least mine made sense. I like turtles. Somebody, please. I need it.
I like turtles.
Oh, wait. We played that one. Wait, I should put my glasses on?
Nope. This is even better.
This is bad. You have no idea what we're going to do one time when we're down here again.
He's going to listen to the show.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so...
Fucking quiz!
Oh, my God. Not necessary.
Awful, by
what?
The way.
What?
What? Our Twitter fan, Scotch Drinkmore.
Yeah.
Follow him at Scotch Drinkmore.
Captain VSK.
The green is the Saudi flag. Color. So how do you like them?
Well, la-dee fucking do.
Well, at least it makes fucking sense.
Dude, all I kept thinking of when I saw the logo was that it's Christmas time. The fucking green and red Greatest Royal Rumble logo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
You know, a lot of flags have green and red.
I'm not looking that up. You're fucking
beating me. Italy, Mexico, Iran, Saudi Arabia. I'm guessing.
No, nothing.
Totally making that part up.
Dude.
I don't know. You guys are stepping all over each other.
So we do.
Do we want to talk a little bit about Monday Night Raw?
Nope.
All right.
Let's talk about 1992 again.
92 or 96?
90. I'll do either one.
Tony, what's your preference?
I want to listen to commercials.
Oh, fuck.
You really want to do a commercial break? It's 8:30.
No,
go ahead.
Forget that.
Do it. Come on.
No, I wanted to put a pause in somewhere, but I'll figure out something in post.
No, do a
pause then.
Do a break.
All right. Well, back after this.
Back after this.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at Zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their Lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Bryant Thompson at GauntletCreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week, we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday, everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on the social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Just when you thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's right, it's your boy Gino Guts, and I'm back. Every other Wednesday, we're dropping A Drink with Gino. What do you hear? What do you say? Only one way to find out. That's right here on the Shining Wizards Network and a B-plus player radio.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network.
And we're back.
You didn't stop. You're just going to do a cold drop.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
I'll put it in post.
Okay.
Well, now you blew it. Now you're talking about it.
That's all right.
You want me to do plugs?
I thought you were actually going to do a commercial.
Oh, fuck. Now I got to put in two sets of commercials.
No, you want me to do plugs right now?
I'll do two sets of commercials. How funny would that be?
You just want me to do plugs?
No. Well, are there plugs?
WrestleProOnline.com.
Wait, do you want plug music?
Yes.
Yes. Right. WrestleProOnline.com. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. WrestleProOnline.com. Create a Pro. Thy Kingdom Come. CreateAProWrestling.com. June 9th, featuring Jerry Lawler. Smash Wrestling. Smash-Wrestling.com. They return to Serena's River City Vineyard as part of Mental Health Week for Smash the Stigma. Go to Smash-Wrestling.com for all your information. Standalone Wrestling. StandaloneWrestling.com. Friday night, August 24th, and Saturday, August 25th, Sting and Goldberg together for the first time ever. Go to StandaloneWrestling.com for all your information. On Point Wrestling, OPWrestling.com. For all you hardcore deathmatch fans, Survival of the Sickest, Tony Shitting His Pants, takes place May 5th at the Compound. Are you still farting?
What?
Are you making that with your mouth? At the Compound in Blackwood, New Jersey. Go to opwrestling.com. House of Glory, hogwrestling.net. Friday, May 18th, fair warning. Plus, June 9th, HOG Temperature Rising, featuring Jeff Jarrett, Sonny Ono, Ultimo Dragon, and more. Go to hogwrestling.net for all your ticket information. Pro Wrestling Magic, wrestlingismagic.com. May 19th, All for the Glory, the 4th annual Casamento Cup. It's a women's tournament. 8 women
compete for the cup. Solo Darling, Nikki Adams, Tara Calloway, Metal Maria Maniac. No, Maria Maniac.
The Metal Maria Maniac.
Catred, Faye Jackson, C-Bunny, and more. Go to WrestlingIsMagic.com. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com. May the Queen reign, May 26th at 106 Bergen Avenue in Richfield Park, New Jersey. Mia Yim takes on Tessa Blanchard, Jessica Havoc, Jordan Grace, Willow Nightingale, and more. All in action, BattleClubPro.com. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.Weebly.com. June 2nd, 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. The Gray Album.
I just want to tell you, Capital Wrestling. .com is the website. You don't have to give out the Weebly. Yeah.
No Weebly? Okay. Wrestling Has It Tomorrow. WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com. May 13th. They present to you What For at the FET Music Hall, Providence, Rhode Island. Air Fox takes on Austin Theory. Gangrel, he's in action, taking on our friend JT Dunn. Plus the ECWA Super A champion, Richard Holiday.
You mean they're not booking Damian Dragon?
Plus many more. Go to WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com. And then NYCWrestling.com. Now you create wrestling with our buddy, EC Negro. They have a show coming up in June. I don't have the date because I'm shitty at plugs. The plugs are over because we got 25 minutes left in the show. And if we don't finish the show by 9 o'clock, Tony turns into a fucking pumpkin.
Because I'm fat.
No, you just turned into a pumpkin.
Because I'm orange like my house, right?
Because we can't. No, your house is strawberry milkshake vomit red.
Thanks.
All right, we're back. Those are plugs. What are you doing?
Waiting for Kevin to get back on mic.
Wow, you could easily just talk.
Did I heard a theme song the other day, and I couldn't put, I couldn't remember whose theme it was, but I feel like it was Psycho Sid's.
You loaded it up?
Yeah, yeah, I want to hear it. Oh, the World Rest. Stupid website you that I go to.
Fucking.
Stop. Don't be mean with your hurtful words.
Hurtful words.
Yeah, no, it's not this one.
That's Sid. No. You're right.
I know that this is Sid's theme.
Then what? Oh, then what's the question?
All right. Do you really want me to? It's like a very like.
Can you play Dustin Rhodes' theme?
The Natural? No, I got to figure out whose theme song this was.
Oh, so how does it go?
Lay it on me.
Ready? This is gonna be terrible.
Fucking A.
It's like. Dun 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 dun.
Was it like Sid Justice?
That sounds familiar. I hate to say it. As awful as that is, that sounds familiar.
I don't know who's. I feel like I need to turn my wrestling card in.
That was Orient Express, I believe.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was like very dark and like. It wasn't Doinks, was it?
Sid's was.
This was. That
was like. First was like.
That's Crush.
No, Sid's was like it too.
That's Crush.
Crush is like it. No, I'm telling you right now.
That's Crush.
Go to Sid Justice first theme.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember that from fucking
WrestleMania. Super WrestleMania.
High fives all around. Yeah, no, that's
it.
Fuck. It was like real, like.
Wait, do it again. What other creepy characters were there?
I don't know. That's why I can't figure it out. Oh, God. It's been stuck in my freaking head.
It wasn't Repo Man.
No, it's not Repo Man.
But is it what year? 96?
I don't know what year because I don't know what the theme is.
But how did this come across?
I heard it. It was like a.
Let me see what I can find in my archive.
It was like background music for like a commercial on like a Bruce Pritchard show.
So who do they talk about lately?
I don't know. Sometimes they just play rando themes. It's not Owen Hart's. Right?
Okay, wrestling like, music. Here we go.
Yeah, this wasn't it. It wasn't Mankind's, was it? No, because he had
slow plodding poopy music. We are live on Instagram. Shouting are Wizards. Oh, yeah, why not? Give it a shot.
Yeah, it wasn't this. It was like real like.
Was it Techno Team 2000?
It was not Techno Team 2000.
Are you sure it was a WWF theme?
Yes.
Quang?
It was not Quang.
And it's an old. It's got to be an older one. Like
Adam Bomb?
I'm thinking it's 90s.
It's definitely 90s.
Okay, let me see. Hogan, Bret Hart, the Bushwhackers. Oh, no. It's got to be a rare one,
right? It's going to drive me fucking up a wall.
Atom Bomb?
No? I have Los Pericos theme on here.
Los sumos, la pospotos, la pastupa, sapa, supo.
It was not Crush.
Brother.
Shakabra.
Shakabra.
Boom, 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 boom.
It was like a creepy, like... Oh, God.
All right, we're trying to figure out a theme song here on Instagram like Live. So if you know, Matt, do it one more time.
Oh shit!
Bing bong bong ding dong dong.
It wasn't the Corporate Ministry, was it?
No.
Was it early '90s?
Yes, I'm gonna go early '90s.
It wasn't on Full Metal.
It wasn't. Was it Nails?
Nails didn't have theme music.
No,
I don't think.
I found something.
Yeah, this even.
Did Nails have theme music?
No, it's just a fucking video.
There it is. It's him punching Vince McMahon.
Ba-dooba-dooba-dooba.
And then mouth kissing him.
Oh, God, it was...
Yeah.
Come on, all right.
I can't. I don't have it because...
My interpretation of it is terrible, too.
Well, you know we what can't I have? Spend the next...
I have the Nation of Domination version with J.C. Ice and Wolfie D. rapping.
No, that wasn't it. I know that one.
This is what I have. This is earlier on, I believe, in Matt's... Library of knowledge.
It's not the Nasty Boy Stomp, is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you so hard. Forget what? It. Forget I even mentioned it.
No, it's fine.
No,
we're not gonna figure it
Dr.
out.
Dr. Death, Steve Williams.
Man, let's see.
That's what Captain VSK said. Scotch drink more.
Let's see.
But he wasn't in the early '90s.
No, but it gets anything's possible.
The Oddities had great music.
Come on down.
No, this is not it. Good, just try that. Ken Shamrock, Dan
appreciate
Severin.
You. Lisa has joined the Face Group Live group.
Oh, great, good.
Yeah,
for
the
her.
Face Group Live group.
Face Group Live group. That's right. Dick's Sporting Goods. We
How
already
does Dan
played
Severin,
this.
This is under Dan Severn too.
That's probably because they're the same. We recycle music. Just ask the Patriot, Dale Wilkes.
Oh, God, that's going to drive me nuts.
It's going to drive me nuts, but unfortunately we only have limited time to guess the tunes in Matt's head.
You wouldn't want me to turn into a pumpkin, would you?
Like, ding, ding, bang, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I know that song.
I hate you so fucking much.
Is it Quang?
Why do you keep asking if it's Quang?
Because it should be Quang. The answer to every wrestling trivia question should be Quang.
You guys are going to figure this out, and then you're going to be like, you're an idiot.
Our good friend. Love this guy.
Oh, thanks. I love you too, buddy.
Dear good friend.
No,
sorry.
This is not Quang. This is Quang. This is not the song.
Oh, maybe
That's
it is.
Quang. Maybe it was
it's
Hakushi.
Not.
Was it Hakushi?
Ding, 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 ding. Ooh, Hakushi.
Was it Jean-Pierre Lafitte?
All right. What is with you guys in the Jean-Pierre Lafitte?
Because you don't
How about
know.
You know his brother, Jean-Pierre Lahance?
Fucking worse, Tony.
Maybe it was Isaac Yankum.
No.
No, his theme was a drill. Dear goodbye. Fala. Love you, brother.
Los tiros, tachos,
Yo, shout out to Fala. Dicks.
Shouldn't he be in Canada being on Impact?
He could be. It's on Instagram, you... Since he's not here.
That was nice. I can't get
All right. Well.
Is it Fake Diesel?
No, Fake Diesel was real Diesel. Fake Diesel's music was real Diesel's music.
It was.
No.
God.
Oh, fuck me.
What are you looking up? The fucking Glenn Jacobs page?
Yes. I don't know why.
All right.
And it's a picture of Glenn Jacobs in front of the old Raw logo. Oh.
I know it was a heel and it was a scary theme song.
It wasn't scary. It wasn't Waylon Mercy, was it?
No.
You
oh,
sure?
Try are Waylon you sure Mercy. About that?
Try
Lives
Waylon.
Are going to be in Waylon Mercy's hands.
No, because it was more like
You
upbeat.
Know what I mean? Starts like that. Fala, ba, dear goodbye. Is in Canada.
Oh my God,
drinking,
you're such a fucking hand
drinking
for
with
him.
He's in the group.
Fala, ba.
You gotta reach out to the people in the group. That's why you go live.
Fala, ba, the goodbye.
It
how
was
many
a
times
good
are you gonna
joke.
Say that? How many times?
Because I don't know how you don't know how Instagram works, do you?
No, clearly you don't either.
Neither do I. But you know how Instagram Live works. When someone says something when you're live, you respond to them to acknowledge their presence.
Like when Dave Power sends you a message in the middle of our show and you have to read it.
Listen, JP just joined, so it could get a lot worse.
Oh, Jesus.
This is good, but this isn't it.
This isn't it. He said he's drinking in Canada with fake diesel.
It wasn't the Orient Express. True Prince of Pro. God damn it. No, that's... Ludwig Borga? We are really fucking shit out of luck here. Was it Kama? Oh, look what came up here.
Ooh, Kama Mustafa?
It was not Ludwig Borga. It's clearly
I thought this was
not.
Doink.
It's clearly not. I hate this.
Would you stop? The World Wrestling.
It's not the Orient Express. All right, can we talk about something besides?
No, this is fun.
This is your 1992 world champion.
Yeah.
El fucking Matador, Tito Santana. In 1992.
Ooh. Skinner?
Skinner? This is just getting ridiculous.
This is going to be my favorite part of any show we've ever done. And I say that every week, but
wait,
this
that
is
was it?
Amazing.
No, that wasn't it.
The World Wrestling...
I hit the fucking mute button before it can come out. So he's a dick.
The World Wrestling Federation. The revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Wait, I found it. I found it. I found it.
It's not Skinner. Just say Kevin's putting the phone up to the head.
Yeah, I really don't know how Instagram works, so I don't know. So I have to put it up so people can hear it.
No, see, I'm not doing it any justice. I have to. I'll figure it out.
Don't worry.
All right.
What if it was a WCW?
Well, then we.
Oh, it was. It was a natural.
I'm a natural. And a real horse I ride. I'm a cowboy.
God damn it. Well, props to Bala. Follow Bala.
Props to Bala. Bala.
Listen, JP's in the group.
Oh, hi, JP.
The great.
We're all 780s in the group.
Who?
What's up?
Boy.
What's up? Thank you. We're going to end it now because that's how
do you have
we
us on
it.
Video?
Yeah we're Instagram Live.
Yeah, that's how Instagram works, stupid. Don't you know?
No,
yeah.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay, either do I.
All right.
I
see you later, guys. Tony's skeevy feet.
Kevin loves that shit.
Is Kevin thinking about my feet? So, you did not
you
watch Monday Night Raw?
I didn't watch any of Raw. Did all you right. watch any of Raw?
It's not quang, and I cannot quang like a duck.
That's gold.
Can you quang?
Can you quang? Can you quang like a duck? I want to do that as like a lounge singer. Can you quang? Can you quang like a duck?
Well, Backlash. Backlash is Sunday.
Oh, great.
City.
Is that an important pay-per-view?
It's in our backyard, bro.
My backyard.
Kevin refuses to pay for tickets. He'll only take freebies.
That's right.
I don't blame him. Newark sucks.
No, Newark is awesome. That's
Newark
a home of the
sucks,
Devils.
Good.
So, let me ask you.
What?
I'm not trying to pick on you.
Stop.
What
is this
you clearly are.
No, what is this holier-than-thou, I won't pay for WWE tickets thing you got going on?
I won't not ever pay for them. I just don't care enough to go live to spend money on
Kevin doesn't pay for tickets for any wrestling show.
Is that true?
Yes. When was the last time you paid for tickets for a wrestling show? See, he can't even think of it.
Wow.
Told you. He's a fucking important man. And I don't blame him one bit. If I was Kevin, I wouldn't pay for wrestling tickets either.
That's an expensive night. Plus, I'm booked at Tierney's, too.
Tierney's in Montclair.
That's right.
Kevin's going to be checking prostates and balls before he takes the stage. See, I threw in the prostates. The balls were on the table.
I mean, I didn't pay for. Well, I don't pay for any tickets now, unless I really don't. Unless I'm really interested in going.
Interesting.
So you're not interested in going.
So
I don't
if free Backlash tickets fell in your lap, you would go. Yes.
I would go. Absolutely, you wouldn't go.
Matt, you've benefited from my method.
No, I did. It wasn't a method. Somebody won them in a raffle and then gave them to you.
Did I pay for them?
No.
And
I went. But.
And what else did you go to that was free? A hockey game.
I did go to a hockey game for free, yes.
That I got.
Hockey is still the best night out.
I watched hockey by myself with one of the beach bums and Beefcake Charlie.
Oh, because Kevin was liaisoning.
Yeah, he was too important.
Hey, listen, Tony said it.
Kevin walks around doing the two snaps like, hey, good to see you. Hey, pointing to people. How are you? Biggity bam, ba-ba-ba. Pew, pew, pew.
he's not. Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's like, Colin White's my boy right there. Hey, you need a Shining Wizard shirt? I think I got a small in the car. It might fit you. Watcha-cha.
If you know what? It's all worth it if Kevin says a watcha-cha.
Watcha-cha.
That's,
you can see Kevin say watcha-cha.
It's
Sunday
really a sin that we don't have more t-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees with our
I'll tell you
sayings
what,
on them.
Your watcha-cha. I was watching Drugs Inc.
I was watcha-cha-ing.
I was watching Drugs Inc. on Netflix last night, and the dude picked up 10 kilos of cocaine, and he goes to the guy, all right, dude, I got a skedaddle.
No.
And I looked at Rhee, and I went, dude just picked up 10 kilos of cocaine, and he goes, I got a skedaddle?
That's pretty awesome.
That's low-key right there.
Holy shit.
I got a skedaddle.
This fucking theme song thing's going to drive
23
me nuts.
Skidoo, right? Wasn't that it?
Right, so Backlash is in Newark.
That's right.
On Sunday.
You know what the 23 Skidoo came from?
What?
You know the Flatiron building is at 23rd Street, right?
In New York City.
Yes, correct. Of course.
Yes.
So the wind whips around that corner because it's on, you know, the corner of what? Broadway and 7th or Broadway and 8th?
23rd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... back in the days when the ladies used to wear the long skirts, they would get blown up in the air because the wind would blow around the building. Exactly. A nice cool breeze up there. You know what it sounds like when they get the breeze off the vag?
Dummy. Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. I try to bring some knowledge and.
No, it was very knowledgeable until the.
You idiots.
All right, so who cares about the building? Go ahead. Tell us about...
No, forget it.
Tell
go.
Us, please.
Backlash prediction.
Backlash
please.
On Sunday.
Tell
Nobody
us about
cares.
Fucking 23 Skidoo.
So the cops
hey,
used
the
to tell
pajamas.
The men and the young boys to stop hanging around the building, so they would say, 23 Skidoo, get out of here.
That's you could, yeah, you idiot.
Good night.
You idiot.
Good night, everybody.
Kev, what's your plugs?
You idiots.
No, we're not... No.
Backlash predictions.
Tony, I predict it's going to be an awful show.
Can you tell me one match on the back?
He will
card?
Because they predict they pumped
yeah,
it up.
Joe
on...
and Joe and Roman Reigns.
Can you tell me a second?
Match? Yes, both women's titles are on the line. Carmella's taking on Charlotte, and Alexa's getting her rematch against Tubby.
Oh my
okay.
God!
You are an insensitive piece of shit. You know that.
Turn my mic on.
You ask the questions, bro.
You why do you have to say? Why do you have to call her Tubby?
Wow, who do you know who I called Tubby?
Well, there's only one person challenging. Alexa Bliss is challenging one person for the title.
Yeah, who's that?
Nia Jax.
Oh, so off. You're calling Nia Jax.
No, I'm you called her Tubby.
I'm not like most girls.
He's fat! I only laugh at that because it's
he's
Steiner.
He's fat!
Yo, he had a good match. Dude, he pulled out the top rope Frankensteiner not too long ago.
It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, he was on Impact again this week.
Great.
What do you
really?
Have to do?
Wonderful.
Really?
Nobody cares.
So rude.
What do you mean? It's Impact Wrestling.
Gross. Dude, I love Impact. And
Fala
if the draft wasn't this past Thursday,
Fala Ba doesn't even care. He's busy trying to help you figure out what your fucking theme song is instead of worried about who his opponent is.
You understand
he's got a
that
tag
they tape.
Him and,
I get it. It's kayfabe, Kevin. Oh.
Him and KM are in a tag match next week.
I thought they hated each other.
Well, KM's turned on over a new leaf.
That's right.
He's turned on over a new leaf.
Yes.
Turning over a
yes,
new leaf.
He did.
He turned on over a new leaf.
He turned on over a new leaf.
So,
I'm not like most
now
girls.
That these now that these cards are dual brand matches... Mm.
Abdullah
essentially,
cards.
They're all championship matches.
Yes. No, Joe and Reigns isn't.
No, either it's Daniel Bryan and Big Cass.
Joe and Reigns.
That fucking... Kev, you got to go now.
Braun Strowman what? And
Daniel
Bobby
Bryan,
Lashley against KO and Sami Zayn.
Wonderful.
I like this card.
Why do you even do a wrestling podcast?
Why do you do one? You shit on everybody that shits on wrestling anyway. Oh, kayfabe's dead. Who are these fucking assholes? You know, who are these fucking people? Kayfabe's dead. Why do you watch this shit?
You know who else is dead? Bruno.
Really?
Well, he is.
Really?
It's a fact.
Really?
I like this song right here.
It's terrible.
All right.
Oh, this is the theme song you wanted?
No. It's terrible.
How does this not inspire you?
Inspire me to do what?
To fucking live to be 82?
Hide under a rock from Nazis?
Wow.
What do you? How does that not?
Wow.
How does that inspire me? It's a shitty song, and they say Bruno Sammartino. And what is that? The fucking what do they call that?
Nazis.
No, not Nazis. The voice thing.
Modulator?
Auto-tune?
There you go. Auto-tune. Someone said strong like Bruno and auto-tune, and you're like the biggest boner for
us. We should get auto-tune.
You and Kevin are boners. He's knocking over Tennille 8x10s, and you're knocking over urns with Bruno Sammartino in them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, David's picking them up with a fucking vacuum.
I think the High Spot podcast is going to be vending Bruno's urn next week.
That's I would love to vend Bruno's urn.
Imagine, you could make a lot of money getting a picture with Bruno's urn.
I would kick that shit so far. Wow. It's all his little ashes.
I'm not like most girls. Oof, this fucking show took an awful turn.
Well, you know what? This is because we couldn't figure out what stupid song I couldn't figure out.
Try John Bradshaw.
No.
Justin Hawk Bradshaw. No, Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
It's not the Hawk.
Or the New Blackjacks.
It's not Uncle Zeb.
Ooh, maybe it's the Beverly Brothers.
It's not the Beverly Brothers.
Could be the Beverly Brothers.
It was like evil.
Mm. It's the evil Beverly Brothers.
Evil wrestling theme.
You sure wasn't the Quebecers?
No. Girls.
My only tank is what I'm giving. Was it the Nasty Boys?
I had a very stressful day.
We're the boys. Remember their WCW song?
Wiki,
we're the
boys. Wiki, Wiki, Wiki.
We're the Nasty.
Maybe it was Public Enemy.
I'm going to hit you.
Wiki, Wiki, Wiki.
What can I hit you with?
Wiki, Wiki, Wiki.
That empty bottle of Twisted Tea.
Maybe it was Steve Blackman.
No, I know Steve Blackman.
His first theme was really cool, too.
Yeah, it was all... Backlash predictions.
Yeah, come on, real quick. We'll do a quick round.
Real quick? Why? What do you have to do?
We have 5 minutes left in the show. Kevin's got his plugs.
Everything else.
I don't have plugs.
He's going to be at Tierney's.
He's going to be at Tierney's on Sunday.
He's not going to Backlash.
Not at Backlash.
Maybe. We don't know yet.
Free ball and prostate exams.
That means Vic... You have to step it up, brother.
Is Rich McDonald on the show with you?
No.
Who's on the show with you?
Kevin Dombrowski, Kevin Israel.
Okay, so the three Kevins. You're getting full three oil Kevins change and friends, service. Yeah. They're going to check your oil, your balls, and your prostate at the same time.
Three Kevins and friends.
Well, I don't know. Exactly. Prostate cancer is not a joke.
It's not a joke. You got to get checked for it. That's why Kevin's providing a service.
I'm not. He's paying it forward. Girls.
He needs to fix his socks.
Yeah, I know.
It's really bothering me.
I don't understand how you could wear a crooked sock. That shit would annoy
you. Yeah, it doesn't drive you nuts.
Nope.
Arr. It's driving me nuts.
That's fucking Tony the Pirate over here.
Arr.
You gotta work on your fake news, dude.
At least I wear socks.
Who died today?
Bruno.
He's been dead.
I don't know. Who died today?
You're gonna be like your gimmick, like, dude.
Like
this podcast is dying.
Bruno, no. You're like gonna have like Rusev Day. Every day is gonna be like Bruno died day to you.
No.
Is George Bush still dead, or is he alive?
No, he didn't die.
He hasn't died yet. Barbara's dead.
Barbara, she gone.
She gone.
Barbara Bush.
Not to be confused with WWE's amazing character, EMT, turned. Oh, guys, you don't remember that?
Barbara Bush? Well, I'm seeing where you're going. I probably don't. If it happened between 2001 and 2009, no.
Barbara Bush. She had huge knockers.
You guys were quiet for half of my shit tonight anyway. So you'll
Wait, did you say something funny?
Whoa. You can hear that and more at Tierney's on Sunday in Montclair.
Oh, my God. Why are you in such a rush to go home?
I'm just plugging Kevin, dude. He's embarrassed by his plugs.
To your real life with your strawberry milkshake house.
I think I want to sit down here with your fat ass.
You missed the first 13 minutes of the show. So
I can't wait to listen back.
You owe us that.
All right. Backlash predictions.
How many... drink every time Kevin says backlash predictions.
Well, he's trying to move the show along. We don't have enough alcohol. Yeah, Jesus.
We're down to our last drink.
That's fine. I can't get...
Plugs?
I'll be in Dallas.
That's right.
From Wednesday to Sunday.
Who are you going
go
with?
Go see him in Dallas.
My wife.
Oh, my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
She likes the Texas. Everything's bigger.
She likes the guns.
That's right.
Look, we're going to the NRA convention.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Stone Cold lives in Texas.
Fort Worth?
Texas is huge.
Yeah, but...
Stone Cold doesn't live in Texas. He lives in L.A.
Oh, man. What about this Rattlesnake Ranch?
Sold the ranch last year.
Broken Skull.
To some idiots that bought it.
I'm not like most girls.
Yeah, he lives in L.A. You could go visit Ted Fowler.
Who's that?
His buddy from the podcast?
I want to hang out with Stone Cold. Well,
then you're taking the wrong flight. You got to change it to LA.
What if he's going there? He likes to hunt, doesn't he?
I don't know. Call him up and ask him. You got his number.
All right. The current card as we see it right now for Backlash this Sunday in Newark, New Jersey.
Steamroll Kevin's Backlash.
AKA the Brick City.
Oh.
AKA.
All right. Get to the point. AKA
the mean streets of North Arlington.
Yes.
That's right. All right. We got Right now, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley. Who you got?
Braun Strowman and Lashley.
All right, I agree. You guys all right. This is going to be a lot of fun if you guys are really into it. All right. Well, SmackDown woman shit, Matt's actually getting up. And he's farting.
This is the first time you farted on the show, isn't
Matt
it?
Matt took a Tony. Took a turn for the Tony. SmackDown Women's Championship, Kamala.
Who?
The chicken from Muppets.
Kamala.
Against Carmella versus Charlotte. Matt.
Carmella.
Charlotte.
Carmella. All right. Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. Tony, I'll let you go first, and
Goddess,
none of us will talk.
Goddess gets it back.
Nia.
I'm not like most. Nia Fats. All right, all
right. He just smacked him. Matt is attacking Tony. The fight's on. By God. I'm going to go.
I'll get you.
Come on. The rant's got a big announcement to make.
Alexa Bliss. Intercontinental Champion. Seth Rollins.
Snoopy's
versus
going into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Snoopy. Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Because The Miz is on SmackDown now, isn't he?
Did he?
And he's
correct.
A father. He can't be on the road all this time. He's got to go home and take care of Maurice and the baby.
Hmm. That was a very creepy response. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
Buck Zumhoff.
The most random match ever in history.
Daniel Bryan.
Of the world.
Big Cass.
Daniel Bryan.
Suck.
Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, man, you do it so good.
He does it really well.
It's like a fucking skeleton.
Roman, I go to as well. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura.
AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
Shinsuke.
Ooh, look at that.
Ooh, do you like his new evil song?
I only heard it once.
Does
on
it
the
go,
greatest Royal Rumble.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, that's what it is.
No, it's not. We'll play it to close the show.
No, I got
but
a song
we
to
can.
Close
we don't know what it is.
I got a song to dedicate to the women who weren't allowed to wrestle in Saudi Arabia.
What is it? I guess we got to go because the rant's coming on and Tony's got to.
Yeah, the show's over, okay?
Get back to his real
life. I like
life
my
that
freedom.
What?
Heads.
What?
Get away from me.
And I'm not like most girls.
Now I can't find Wizards. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Wizards Podcast.
At Wizards Podcast.
You want to be a part of the Shining Wizards Network, email us wizardspodcast@gmail.com. What is this, some hateful, racist song?
Why? No,
he should play Shinsuke's new music.
It's dedicated to the women.
Is it put? It's not put him on the glass.
Is it?
It's for fat women. Big booty bitches. Listen to the chorus, man. Why are you so...
Oh, no. We gotta go.
Oh, my God. He's attacking him. Oh, Tony Schiavone. We're out of time. We're out of time. Join us next week. Oh, my God. Oh, Bobby Heenan's like, no, don't go anywhere.
Fuck.
We were so loud at that last closing.
Was it really bad?
No, I just thought it was
pretty sure it's still up to Corey.
Yeah.
My mic, wait, is your mic on?
Yeah, my mic's on.
Turn my mic off!
Turn my mic off!
We'll be back next week, maybe.
Shining Wizard, say it, baby.